again.
Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Seckman High School. Here, it's the rivalry. It's a clash of two Northern Jefferson County schools. We bring that to you here on 1400 KJFF. Will Cheshire alongside Matt Baer for the second consecutive week. Matt, nice to have you back.
Yeah, excited to be here. And it's always fun getting to come to these Fox versus Seckman rivalries as these two teams, obviously, same school district, very passionate about this game. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top.
Yeah, I'm very passionate. You walk around before the game, and you have the Fox Warriors wearing the Beat Seckman shirts as here comes the Seckman Jaguars. They get a round of applause from the home crowd. Talking logistics of the game, Fox 5-3 entering this ballgame with the W. They'll clinch the Suburban West Conference Championship. That's something they haven't done yet in the Suburban West. In Seckman, well, they're 0-8. The season has not gone the way that they've exactly planned, but Coach Baker really talked about the growth of this program, and really, Matt, you mentioned a rivalry. You can throw records out the door when it comes to a rivalry game.
Yeah, exactly. As, you know, we've talked about this time and time again, where you see teams all of a sudden show up for the big games. You see, you know, in pretty much any sport there is, whether it's, you know, local, like Blues, Blackhawks, things like that, teams come out to play with a higher level of intensity than they do in any other game. So it's going to be interesting to see if Seckman can get their first win. That's what they're looking for tonight as they get ready to take the field here in just a couple of minutes. And they also want to play a little bit of spoiler as well and keep Fox from winning that first ever title.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do, gain a little bit of momentum as well going forward. And this is a Fox team. They got a really talented quarterback. He's a terrific athlete, plays both offense and defense, and he runs the ball very well. And so Seckman, they're really going to have to look forward to focus and kind of narrow in defensively.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to focus on defense. Seckman's a team, they don't really like to blitz a whole lot, as they like to just focus on playing their game. And you know, it'll be interesting to see if that is going to be enough. Like we said, don't like to blitz a lot. We'll see if that's going to be enough to stop this talented quarterback and this talented Fox offense.
We'll take a timeout here on 1400 at KJFF. We'll be back in a minute, more of the Fleegs Equipment pregame show as Fox gets set to take on Seckman.
There's never been a better time than now to buy a new Harley. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. Right now, get zero down and 1.99% financing on select new 2016 Harleys in stock. Come into Serdike Harley-Davidson to see for yourself how the all-new Milwaukee 8 engine on our new 2017 touring models retains its iconic look while pushing the limits of power and comfort. You'll get 10% more torque and reduced vibration, and your first service is free. Come in and take a qualified test ride for a free T-shirt. Plus, if you're interested in a new 2016 Harley, we'll give you full retail value for your trade or a big bore upgrade on all new 2016 Dyna Softails and Touring Bikes. And here's a deal you can't pass up. Purchase any one of our remaining 2016 Harley-Davidson Screaming Eagle CVO models and receive a new 90cc Articat ATV absolutely free. That's Serdike Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 South of Festus. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Nothing rides like a Harley.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Joined now here at Seckman High School in the rivalry game between Seckman and Fox by the Fox Warriors head coach, Coach Brent Tinker. Coach, always a pleasure having you on air. You guys out here at Seckman High School, final game of the regular season. Just what's the attitude like for the boys and the mentality going into the rivalry game?
Hey, it's pretty cool. Week nine, getting ready to gear up for the playoffs, playing the rival school. Kids are ready. We're excited to play. Beautiful weather. Going to be a good night.
You expect quite a good turnout between both teams and the rival schools, a good atmosphere here?
I really do. They've done a good job of, from what I understand, they've done a good job of keeping their fans out. and our fans have always showed up pretty well down here. So I think we're gonna be here. The theme is whiteout, so I think we're gonna have a lot of people dressed up tonight, and I think our student body's ready to have some fun tonight.
Switching gears to a little bit of football going forward, Coach, what are you guys gonna have to do offensively to kind of counter the Sekman's defensive attack?
It's all good decisions, you know. They have good players. We feel like we have some good players. So it just comes down to, for us, it comes down to making good decisions, communicating really well on the offensive line, make sure we have the right play, right plays called. I knew I'd get that eventually. And just executing and making good decisions during the play.
Coach, we talked over the phone this week, and you mentioned that last week in the loss against Lafayette, it was the defense kind of had a little trouble with their reads and things of that nature. Is that something you kind of focused on in practice this week to get prepared for tonight?
Yeah, we lined up. Misalignment will kill a defense, and that was one of the things that doomed us last week. Lafayette had a running back that I bragged on to you off the air, stud. So I don't ever want to take anything away from them, what their kids did. But we didn't do ourselves any favors by lining up wrong. And they do some similar things over here this week. So lining up correct is the biggest thing for us. We got to line up right and keep our eyes in the right place.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much for your time. Best of luck tonight.
Hey, thanks for covering us. We appreciate it.
That's Coach Brent Tinker of the Fox Warriors. His team gets set to face off against the Sekman Jaguars. We'll have more coming up on the pregame show.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community.
Did you guys have us in have us taken out? We couldn't hear anything. We thought we were on.
Bank no. Local. They and just. I think they used the other computer. Card services, did you just play one?
The right solution for your.
Small all right.
Business.
Did you play one coach's cut there?
When it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank.
Yeah, we do. You can come back, play it as soon as you can after the next commercial or this commercial.
First State Community Bank.
Thank you.
Success starts here.
Yeah, the interview should only be joined now by the Sekman Jaguars head football coach, first-year man here at Sekman High School, Mr. Doug Baker. Coach Baker, it's a rivalry night. It's the ninth game of the season, last game of the regular season going against the Fox Warriors. Just how's the team feeling mentality-wise and in the mindset coming into this game?
You have some thoughts when you look at records, but we feel with our kids that we're a little bit better than what our records has shown. And when you play a rivalry game, you throw the records out. So our kids have been getting focused all week, and we've had some good week of preparation, and we're going to go out there and make it a battle tonight.
Coach, one thing I remember talking with you at the beginning of the year and some of your seniors as well is they understood buying into your process and the growth of each game going forward. Just how have those seniors and those five captains been doing so far this year?
Terrific. You know, we feel like at just about every position we've grown throughout the year. We're definitely a different ball team than we were at the very beginning. And we're going to, that's where we're continuing to focus on, is that development and that growth, both in the program and on the field.
Coach, going into this game, we'll talk a little more of the X's and O's now. What have you seen from Fox's defense that might present a challenge for your offense?
They're very good up front. You know, they do a great job in using their hands. Linebackers feel very well. Their outside guys cover very well. So they're solid on every aspect on the defensive side. And we're going to have to, create a new line of scrimmage with our guys up front and take some advantage of things in the pass game.
Coach, for them offensively, you guys defensively, you use the word simple yet complex for them on the offensive side. So defensively, what does that mean for your guys in terms of trying to keep the right reads and make sure that they can stop the ball?
They just maintain their responsibilities. You know, with an option team, you have one of those things where if someone doesn't do what they're supposed to on one play, it could be 6 points. So that's the thing that we've emphasized all week. It's just maintain your responsibility and keep your eyes and your head where it needs to be. And it's mundane. It looks the exact same almost every time, then they'll tweak it once and hit it for big play. So just can maintain those responsibilities throughout an entire ball game.
Coach Baker, thanks very much for your time. Best of luck tonight against Fox.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the coverage.
That's Jaguars head coach, Mr. Doug Baker. We'll have more on the Fleegs equipment pregame show coming up and kickoff shortly right here on KJFF.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
We are all set, ready for kickoff. Will Cheshire alongside Matt Bear, the Fox Warriors. It's Jacob Reynolds. Stands back to
receive for the second Jaguars. Fox won the toss. They look forward. They will kick off to start. Fans on their feet. Music is loud. Rivalry game. The Fox Warriors in all whites in the red out nine of the numberings. And the Jaguars all black with the helmets in dark blue in the gold outline in the black jerseys. We're set to kick off. We're ready from the 40-yard line going right to left. The Warriors, little onside kick attempt, diving on the ground. It looks like Sekman dives on it on the far side of the field at about the 46-yard line, and that indeed is where they will start in the left hash.
Yeah, and I was expecting a booming kick there from the kicker to start off this game, and very tall kicker, and wasn't the case. They threw everybody off there. A little bit of an onside attempt right off the bat here.
They did. Offensive line, Tommy Heaney, your left tackle, Jeremy Vickers, Travis Brown, Justin Vogel, Dylan Clark rounds out at the right tackle. Quarterback is Seth Lounsbury. Running backs, Jordan Leachate, Drew Campbell, your fullback. Wide receivers, Cam Fusco, Bryce Penrod, Joey Walterman. Under center is Lounsbury. He takes the snap, handoff, give up the middle. Goes across. He's got some room. He gets to about midfield, where he's marked down by a swarm of Fox Warriors. A gain of about 3 yards on the play with the carry on that one. Drew Campbell, the fullback. Campbell, 406 yards rushing entering the game, and that leads the second Jaguars team. Warriors on defense. On the defensive line, they do a little 3-4 action. Landon Wilson and Max Klug are your defensive ends. Joy Johnson, your defensive tackle. Kyle Darty and Caleb Hill, your outside linebackers. Lounsbury is under center yet again. Now he's actually in shotgun. Beg your pardon. There's a man in motion to right to left. He takes the handoff, gets across the left edge, breaks the tackle, slips through. He's got room to run, and a gain of about 6 yards on the play. He'll bring up a third and short. Jordan Leachate takes the carry, his first of the night.
Yeah, good run there as he almost got brought down about 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, was able to get out of that tackle and get that run for positive yardage.
So that's going to bring up a third, and they actually do say he got stepped out of bounds a little bit earlier, so it's going to bring up a third and four in this one. Quarterback is Lounsbury, and he is in the gun. He's got a running back behind him, two wing in the backs. Back to pass. He's rolling out right. He's looking to throw. He's got some room. He tosses it up deep towards the sideline, throws it well out of bounds on the play. Incomplete by Lounsbury, the intended wide receiver on that play, Bryce Penrod. Penrod has two catches, 25 yards. That one, though, goes incomplete. That's going to bring up a fourth and four for Sekman.
Yeah, not the way you want to start if you're the Sekman Jaguars. Had a couple good plays there to get off on the right on the first drive here, but couldn't convert on the third down, and now they're going to be kicking it away to the Fox Warriors.
Looks like they will punt. The Warriors defense to round that out in that section. Your middle linebacker, Dominic Monti, Nathan Roton, and in the secondary, Tony Bassoni, Gavin McGinnis, your safeties, Cole Elwood, Carson Gross at cornerback. Here's the punt. And it's going to go end over end. A short kick bounces at about the 40. Now rolls in Sekman's favor down to the 28-yard line. Picked up, and he's going to return it. He makes the man miss, and he's across the 40 down to about the 42-yard line on that return. It looked like it was Tony Pisoni picking it up, and he is the quarterback in this ball game. He's the senior leader for the Fox Warriors, and this kid is a real talented athlete. He can do it all, plays defense, and he runs very, very well on the year. He's ran for almost 1,000 yards, 954 yards, just 81 attempts and 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible, and he can also throw the ball as well, almost 600 passing yards, 7 passing touchdowns. Big part is 0 interceptions.
And when you run that multiple option-based offense that they do, that is the key to not turn it over, but take advantage of those opportunities when you do throw the ball. Pisoni, he's your starting quarterback under center. His linemen, Mason Latimer, Colton Parzewski, Dalton Kayshever, Nathan Roton, and Drew Neese. So Pisoni's going to go under center, the two running backs behind him, Bobby Niebert, the fullback, Ethan Inman as well. Under center, there's the give up the middle, but hammered in the backfield. Nice job by the Sekman Jaguars on the defensive front. James Hummel in the backfield gets his third tackle for a loss in the season. That's going to bring it back a couple of yards and bring up a second and 12.
Yeah, what a great job there by the Sekman Jaguar defense. They penetrated that line, and it looked like, from our point of view, Fox had at least 7 or 8 players up on the line of scrimmage, and they were still able to get through and get that tackle for a loss.
So Pisoni once again now under center. He's got two running backs behind him. This time he's going to roll out to throw it on the right side. Bassoni tries to find his target, but throws it well out of bounds, incomplete. Intended receiver on that play, wide receiver Carson Gross. That is the second leading receiver on the team for Fox. Joining the Warriors on the offense, Chase Waters. He's your Y, and he'll also play tight end. Your wide receiver, Carson Gross. Mentioned Bobby Niebert. He's your starting fullback. And then Ethan Inman. He is your running back starting as well in the backfield. For Sekman's defense, we already called James Hummel's name once. He's an inside linebacker. Defensive line, Dylan Melton, Justin Stuckmeyer, one of the captains of the ball club. Dylan Clark, linebackers, Jordan Lasheed, Jaden Evans, secondary, Hunter Fritz, Dalton Wild, and Joey Walterman. Bassoni under center, rolls out again, back to pass. He's got some room, but he's gobbled up into the backfield and sacked back at the 35-yard line by the Jaguars. What a big-time play, putting pressure on the ball there for the Jaguars. It looks like Dylan Clark gets to Bassoni.
Yeah, great job there by Dylan Clark. He was moving after that quarterback to make sure that he was not going to get that pass off. Great job by the Sekman Jaguar defense to force a three and out from the Fox Warriors.
That was a loss of 7 yards on the play. Puts the ball all the way back to the 34 on the far hash, right to left. Now they will do the punting, so that's a great series for the Jaguars defense.
That's a huge win for the Sekman team.
You got two returners back to receive for Sekman, and it's a fake. There's a pass down the right sideline, and it looks like there's going to be a flag. Lots of contact on that down the right sideline on a fake punt attempt. And that's going to be a pass interference on the defense.
Yeah, that is not what you want to see there. Looks like number 28 for the Sekman Jaguars is going to be called on that play. And you definitely don't want to see that. It's Aaron Bear. Same last name as me, but that is not a good play there, as the ball was nowhere near that wide receiver. It didn't look like he was going to have a chance to catch it. And he threw him to the ground.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Can't argue that one.
One of those things where you talk about it was a great stop for Sekman's defense, but a costly mistake from a young team. Can't be able to do that. And that gives them 15 yards, so they go from the 34 now to the 49-yard line. That makes it a much more manageable fourth down. It's going to be fourth and four. They're going for it, are the Warriors. Far hash, 49-yard line. Got to get to the 47. Bassoni under center. Two running backs. Whistles are now blown, and there's a timeout by Coach Brent Tinker of Fox, and they are going to talk this one over. We'll step aside here as well on 1400 KJFF. We're scoreless with 9:28 to play here in the first quarter at Sekman High School.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Sekman High School. Well, the Warriors are going to go for it. Fourth and four after a pass interference call. Aaron Bear hit him down the left sideline, the junior. It was a fourth and 18, and now it is fourth and a long three, about fourth and four. Bassoni, ball in the right hash at their own 49-yard line. They're going to go under center. Sekman got about eight guys in the box expecting the run. There's the run up the middle to the fullback. Neighbor looks like he dives forward, and he gets the first down down to about the 46-yard line. First and 10 for the Warriors, and that pass interference penalty proves out to be costly for the Jaguars.
Yeah, just when we talked about a big win for the Sekman Jaguar defense, they make a mistake like that, and all of a sudden, here comes Fox with a brand new opportunity to make their way down the field on their first drive of the game.
So the Warriors now with another chance. Under center, it's going to be a screen pass out to the left side. Caught across the 45, now down to about the 43-yard line. Now he's spun down after the whistle, but no play with the reception on the play. Carson Gross, he makes his first catch. Entered the game with nine catches, 159 yards, and a touchdown on this season. Gets about a three-yard reception there.
Yeah, Joey Walterman, number five on the defense for the Sekman Jaguars, come over. And instead of trying to wrestle him down, was going for the ball there, trying to rip it out and take off the other way. Still brought him to the ground, but did not get that ball.
He's going to bring the ball to the near hash at the 43-yard line. He's going to bring up second and about seven. Bassoni He's going to keep it himself. Flips the option. It's behind the ball, diving on the ground. Loose. Picked up by the Jaguars at the 45-yard line in the segment. Jaguars get a turnover, and they are fired up on the near sideline. Looks like with the recovery, that might have been Brett Winder.
It was. Great job there by Brett Winder to get that ball as it laid there on the ground. And a good job there by Sekman to come back from making that mistake, take that opportunity there and scoop up the ball, give their offense a chance to score here.
Big time momentum back to the Jaguars. So that's going to bring out the quarterback, Lounsbury. He's going to have an opportunity. He's got trips out to the left, a solo receiver to the right, and a tailback directly behind him in the gun in the backfield. He's back to pass. He's looking to throw on the right edge. He's going for it all, and it looks like a decent ball. Leaps up into the air, batted down, incomplete. Intended receiver on the play was Joey Walterman going down the right sideline. It was at about the 5-yard line. Looked like Tony Pasoni was defending it on the play.
What a great attempt there by the wide receiver for the Sekman Jaguars, as you said there, Walterman. He went up and got that ball, but just couldn't hang on to it. Defense got a hand in there, knocked it away. He might have come down with it right along the sideline.
Yeah, not a bad ball from Lounsbury as well. Two receivers out left, receiver out right. It's a give up the middle. He's got a little bit of room to run, but not much as he makes his way forward to about the 41-yard line where the whistle is blown dead. As Warriors gobble him up, the ball carrier on that play for Sekman was Jordan Lachete. That was his second carry. That went a gain of about 2 yards. About 3 yards we'll give him, so 3 more yards on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7 now for the Jaguars. Ball is at the 41-yard line. They got to get to the 34-yard line. Lounsbury trips out left, solo receiver to the right, tailback to his left in the backfield. Lounsbury takes the snap. Back to pass, throws it out, tipped into the air, incomplete, overthrew his intended receiver just a little bit, and it looked like it was Jordan Lachete coming out of the backfield in the slot there. So incomplete pass, going to bring up now 4th down, 4th and 7, and we'll see what the Jaguars elect to do here. Looks like they're going to bring the punting unit out.
Yeah, and so far in this game, we've seen more passing than what we're accustomed to with the Sekman Jaguars. Yeah. So far this year, only 53 yards passing for Seth Lounsbury, the quarterback for the Jaguars. So be interesting to see if they mix it up throughout this game.
Lounsbury, he's going to do the punting here. It's a little bit of a pooch punt, but a high over-end punt that's going to get down at about the 11, give a Jaguar bounce, and it'll be down. It goes out of bounds at the 11-yard line. So the Warriors going to have tough field position here on a good punt from Lounsbury, the quarterback. He hasn't played since week 5 under center. He played, and that was a week again game against Melville. So Lounsbury getting his first quarterback action since then. And the Warriors, they're going to take over in the near hash now on the 11-yard line. We'll see what Tony Pasoni and the Warriors offense do this time after that fumble turnover. And really, you can credit that fumble turnover as well because Pasoni was pressured. He was getting drilled as he tried to pass that back.
Yeah, it was a great job all around by the Sekman Jaguar defense as they were pressuring, they were covering the wide receivers. That's why he didn't have anybody to throw to, so great job, and we'll see if they can do it again here to start off this drive.
7:30 to play in the first quarter of action. We're scoreless here. If you're just joining us here on 1400 KJFF, Pasoni going to give the handoff up the middle. Looked like it was to Bobby Niebert. They're going right to left. Looks like maybe a gain of a yard on the play on that one, and it was a gain to Niebert, so he gets 1 on the carry.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed so far with the Sekman Jaguar defense, as they've really been limiting the run, making him get out, scramble, try to pass the ball, and they've been shutting him down there as well.
Yeah, Dylan Clark, he leads that defensive line, defensive end, 25 tackles. He also has a sack today, a big-time stop. Pasoni, this time he's got two receivers, one to the right, one to the left, pair of running backs in the backfield. He's rolling out. He's going to take it himself, splits his way up the middle, breaks the tackle across the 20, down to the 24-yard line, and that is good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. First and 10, Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Selling our community 1 yard at a time.
That was a great run there by the quarterback, Tony Pasoni.
Yeah, gain of about 13 yards on the play there for Pasoni.
And as we said earlier, he can definitely run the ball.
Yeah, he's very capable of running. He's going to go under center, two receivers. Now an I formation behind him. Give to Niebert up the center. And he is tackled after a short gain, falling forward, it looks like, to about the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd and 9 from the 25-yard line. Beg your pardon, not the 30-yard line.
Yeah, one guy to watch as well is Bobby Niebert. As so far this season, over 600 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns. He's only a sophomore, so definitely a lot of potential with this kid with a couple of years left to go here for Fox.
Yeah, Coach Tinker has raved about Niebert. Pisoni under center. He's going to roll out right to throw. He had one receiver to the right, one to the left. He's looking to throw it across the middle. Has a man caught at the 36-yard line. Good enough for a first down. It looked like he found his leading receiver on the play. I believe it was Carson Gross, maybe came up with the catch there. Yes, it was. So Carson Gross, the leading receiver in today's action, picks up his second catch of the night on 3 targets.
That was a great play there. Great blocking this time by the Fox Warriors offensive line to make sure he had plenty of time to throw that ball and find that open receiver.
So now Pisoni's going to line up 2 receivers to the left, Gross being one of them. He's got 2 running backs in the backfield. Waters is the tight end. Pisoni under center. 7 men in the box. There's a give to Niebert up the middle, and he's driving his way forward across the 45, and they mark him down at the 48-yard line. That is good enough for another Coldwell Banker Holsey real estate first down. Bobby Niebert powers his way as the big fella gets through.
Yeah, and as you said, Coach Tinker really likes Niebert, and you can see why so far in this game. Right at the line of scrimmage, he had contact. He broke right on through it, and he just kept on moving his legs. I mean, who does that? Gets 10 yards after initial contact for that first down. That's pretty good stuff.
Had 20 carries for 110 yards last week. 2 men to the right. There's Niebert once again. He gets the carry through the right, in between the right guard and right tackle, for a gain of about 5 yards across the 50 down to the 46-yard line of the Sekhmet Jaguars. And now we're seeing the Fox Warrior kind of methodical offense that drives down the field.
Yeah, this is a great drive so far here by the Fox Warriors as they started out at their own 11 already into Sekhmet Jaguar territory. And we'll see if Sekhmet can come up with another big stop here as they're starting to creep closer and closer towards that end zone.
Now 4:40 to play in the first quarter of action. We're still scoreless here on our 1400 KJFF game of the week between the host Sekhmet Jaguars and the visiting Fox Warriors. Pisoni, he's going to go under center again. 2 receivers out to the left, I formation. There's the handoff, this time to the running back. He goes through the hole, where he's tackled at about the 43-yard line. It's going to bring up, it looks like, a third and about half of an inch on the play.
Yeah, another good run there by the Fox Warriors. They're starting to get that penetration up against that defensive line for the Sekhmet Jaguars, and they're moving down the field right now. Sekhmet scrambling a little bit here. See if they can pull together.
Looks like that was Niebert. That time lined up in the running back position after generally playing as a fullback. Niebert this time is going to line up as one of 2 running backs in the right, one to the left, the receiver out left, and a receiver out right, 3rd and inches from the 43-yard line of the Jaguars. Pisoni back to pass. Curl route. It is caught down at the 35-yard line. It's good enough for a first down. Looks like there might be a late hit as well on Pisoni in the backfield. We'll see what the officials have to say. It looks to me that he got hit after the play, and that'll be a personal foul. Indeed, it will. So here to tell you that that's a personal foul on the Jaguars. The ball is caught at the 35-yard line, so tack that on as Pisoni goes down hard, and now the Fox Warriors really driving here.
Yeah, that is definitely something you don't want to do if you're the Sekhmet Jaguars. So far in this game, we've seen him make a couple mistakes now and give the Fox Warriors some extra life and help them keep on moving down the field here.
That was another catch by Carson Gross as well.
They're moving this ball all the way down to the 20-yard line, looks like.
Yep, because you get that the 15 yards after the catch, which was concluded at the 35-yard line. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 20-yard line right to left of the Sekhmet Jaguars. Ball's on the far hash. Pisoni under center. 2 receivers out left, 2 tailbacks split behind him under center. And Pisoni's going to keep it on the option play. He's going to run it up the middle, makes a man miss, pushes his way forward down across the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Tony Pisoni with a gain at 12 yards on first down.
Yeah, and that play right there goes to show you why they call him the Italian Stallion.
They do. They love it. And Tony Pisoni, a good young kid. Talked to him a few times going on. He definitely aspires to play some college football down the road. 3:22 to play here in the first quarter of action. Still scoreless, but Pisoni and the Warriors threatening. It's going to be first in goal from the 8-yard line. Pisoni's under center. Ball left hash. He's going to give it up the middle. Bobby Niebert breaks a tackle, rumbles his way forward into the end zone for the touchdown. And Fox on top here first on the KJF Game of the Week.
Yeah, what a great run there. And this is what Fox has been doing this entire drive. They mix in a pass here or there, and then they just use their big running backs and fullbacks to get right on into the end zone here. And they have just been running over the Sekhmet Jaguar defense on that drive.
So 6-0, Warriors, as they score for the first time tonight with 3:16 to play in the first quarter of action. They will kick for the extra point here. There's the snap, kick, and hold. The ball high into the air and good. And the Warriors on top, 7-0. Looks like doing the kicking for Fox. Nate Johnston comes in, a senior, and he knocks that one through the uprights. And it's 7-0 Fox with 3:16 to play here in the first quarter. They leave it over to the Jaguars. We'll step aside for a break here on 1400 KJFF.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and more. Try them with one of our 5 made-from-scratch sauces. Our barbecue is smoked daily and available till we run out. We also have the best bread pudding in 3 counties. Check out Kettle Hut Smokehouse on Facebook for all of our specials. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Back here on 1400 KJFF. Will Cheshire alongside Matt Bear as the Warriors put together a long 89-yard scoring drive capped off by the 8-yard Bobby Niebert touchdown run. They're now getting set to kick off. They'll be kicking from right to left, and the Jaguars now pressured to score. 3:16 to play here in the first quarter. Johnston kicks it end over end. Oh, he decides another onside kick, and a good hands team by the Jaguars. And that ball got by him. That was easily going to be recovered by Fox. So nice job by the Jaguars hands team to come up with the football there.
Yeah, a little bit more deception there by the Fox Warriors as
Bryce
second
Penrod,
time in a row. Yeah, it's been interesting to see him kick, and he is definitely a tall guy, as we were mentioning earlier. Watched him stand there next to the official, and it looked like his waist was about at the official's shoulders.
Big kid out there. Ball's marked at the 49-yard line, far hash of the Jaguars. Under center, Lounsbury takes the snap. He's rolling out to the right. He's looking to throw. He's got a man caught at the 48-yard line, and he is hammered. And that might be good enough for our Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors Collision of the game, where customers bring their friend Highway 67 north of Farmington. Big-time hit on the play from Carson Gross, the defensive back.
Yeah, he absolutely got walloped on the play. He went up for that ball, and as soon as his feet hit the ground, before he could even turn around, he was getting hammered by Carson Gross. Big, big hit there, and got to give him credit. He hung on to the ball to make sure they kept that positive gain there for 3 yards.
Camp Fusco came up with the catch. Snap. Jaguars give, and it's fumbled on the ground, and we'll see who comes up with it. The players didn't really know where it was. It was in the center, but it looks like Lounsbury was able to dive back on the football, and indeed he did. So Sekhmet recovers, but they're still going to have a 3rd and 8 now on the play.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one there. He handed the ball off, and it hit the ground immediately. Did not go to the running back. The defender followed the running back, and Lounsbury was standing around trying to figure out where it went. It was laying right in front of him. Luckily, nobody else saw it, and he was able to jump on it there.
Hunter Fritz is checking into the game. Jaguars under center. He checks in for Darius Jones. And now whistle is blown. Football gets loose onto the field on the far end on the right side. Chased down and picked up at the 15. So 3rd and 8 from the 49-yard line of the Warriors. Sekhmet trying to get something going offensively. They're going to have trips out to the left. The lone receiver to the right and a tailback directly behind Lounsbury in the gun in the backfield. Snap back to Lounsbury. Looks to throw to the right. Now looks left. Tries to throw over the middle and a throw way too high. Intercepted on the right edge. Going across are the Warriors. Tony Pasone picks it off down to the 48-yard line and a flag thrown at the end of the play. So a turnover errant throw from Lounsbury returned all the way back to the 48-yard line of the Sekhmet Jaguars. We'll see what this penalty is. I wasn't able to see exactly what it was, but it was thrown back towards the line of scrimmage. So it might have been a late holding call or perhaps a personal foul. And it is. It's a personal foul on the Fox Warriors. And so that will probably negate the interception, and the Jaguars catch a huge break.
Yeah, as soon as that play happened, number 52, Travis Brown on the offensive line, was immediately pointing at the Fox Warriors, and we were just waiting on that confirmation, and obviously that is what happened. But looks like Sekman now going to have a chance to get some new life here as they move all the way down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, big-time play. You saw the Fox or the Jaguars give one back to Fox, and the Warriors fumbled it. They weren't able to capitalize, but if you're the Jaguars down 7-0 with 1:46 to play in the first quarter, now's your chance to respond with the ball march at the 37-yard line.
This is exactly where you need to respond if you're Sekman. Down 7-0 here. Have a chance to tie it up here late in the first quarter.
Well, actually, they're going to say that it came after the interception. So Pisoni in the Warrior offense will get the ball, and Niebert gets the carry up the middle. So interesting there because there was no signal or anything of that nature on the where the ball was going to go. But the Warriors get it, so it must have came after the throw, after the play. So do credit the interception on the play for the Warriors. But the ball does not get returned to the 48. Instead, gets returned where they caught the football in 15 yards after where the penalty occurred. And now it's second down and 5 from about the 42-yard line of the Warriors. Far side hash. Pisoni under center. Going to give up the middle to Bobby Niebert. He pounds his way forward for a gain of about 3 yards on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, very interesting little combination of plays there and calls, and looked like they were walking it off from the spot of the foul at the beginning there of the play, but I guess they were walking it off from the spot where he went out of bounds.
So
very interesting.
Yep, apologize for the confusion on that one, but the Warriors now, and the same holds for them. They have an opportunity to put a score here and get a 2-touchdown lead as the clock starts ticking with 40 seconds in under here in the first quarter. Two receivers out to the left for Pisoni, split back in the backfield. Takes a snap. Another give to Bobby Niebert. He goes up the middle. Does he get the first down? Going to be close. Looks like the officials give him the spot, and it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Warriors. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Dan Glore Foundation and Arnold Remax, Best Choice Agent, Gina Bumgartner in Festus, McFarland Travel in Festus, and Advanced Craftsmanship in Festus. And that is indeed good enough for a first down. That'll be 1st and 10 for the Warriors on the 48-yard line, right at the mouth of the Jaguar in that yellow and blue logo. Good crowd on hand. Great crowd on hand, actually, for the Sekman Fox game. The Fox stands full. Sekman side is full as well. Pisoni under center. He's back to pass, throws it, has a man caught across the 40. He makes his way down to the left, breaks another tackle, finally brought down at the 32-yard line in Jaguar territory. A big-time catch and run. A late flag comes in. Chase Waters catches the football. It's a gain of about 20 yards on the play. Interesting to see what this penalty will be.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what this play will be as – looks like there was a little celebration there from a couple of the Fox players, but it looks like they're actually calling it on the Jaguars.
Great hit for Sekman on a personal foul coming in, and that's going to give them 15 more yards from the end of that play. So Sekman with their 2nd personal foul of the game. That's 3 personal fouls total. We know this is a rivalry game, so probably tension's blood boiling pretty high at this point.
Yeah, that is probably the case here in this game, but that is no excuse for the Sekman Jaguar defense. As you said, this is the 3rd time that they've done that, and the 2nd time in their own territory on defense.
That's going to wind down the end of the first quarter, and we'll step aside for a timeout as well. Fox up 7-0 over Sekman at the end of 1. You're listening to 1400 KJFF.
Hi, this is Rhonda Overberg, broker owner of Remax Best Choice, with locations from Farmington to St. Louis. I'm here today to tell you the real estate market has changed. Our agents have buyers coming out of the woodwork, and we are looking for listings to market virtually as well as in print advertising and right here on the radio. We believe in all forms of advertising for our clients. Virtually and socially, I believe our company and agents are light years ahead of our competition. competition. We employ a full-time social media director to keep our agents and company on top of the internet world. This means your listings get top recognition online as well as offline. Our agents are full-time experienced agents with networking connections from St. Louis all the way to your hometown. Our agents are here to sell your home to buyers moving across the country or locally. Call us today at 573-431-2210 to list your home and get it sold.
Quarter action, and they're threatening to score more as they switch directions on the field, now going left to right, and they're all white uniforms with white helmets against the Jaguars, all black uniforms with blue tops. Ball's on the left hash at the 17-yard line. First and 10 of the Jaguars. Pisoni under center, two receivers out right, split backs in the backfield. Bobby Niebert to give, and he will rush his way forward for a big-time gain of about 7 yards on the play as Niebert rumbles forward. Man, he's a big kid. Hard to cut, just a sophomore as well.
Yeah, definitely a tough one to bring down. And it's not just because of his size. It's also because of the fact that he just keeps moving those legs. I've been watching his legs as he goes, and he's really moving them all the way through until he hits the ground.
Second and three. Ball on the 11-yard line, now placed in the center hash from on the Jaguars. Pisoni under center. Ducey's out left. Ducey's behind him in the backfield. There's the give. Niebert going to power his way, but this time the Jaguars' ball's on the ground, and it looks like Sekman recovers it. We'll see what the officials point, and it is Sekman Jaguar football. Niebert loses it, and the Jaguars force their second turnover of the night. Sekman with a big-time turnover as Fox was driving.
Yeah, what a great job there by the Sekman Jaguar defense. As unfortunately on the far corner of the field, did not get to see the number of that player recovering the football. But either way, that's a big, big point there
big
for
play,
a segment.
Big play. It looked like around the football in the area was Brett Winder. He was in the vicinity as well. Jaden Evans as well. Mousbury's in the gun. He's going to roll out to the left side. He tries to make a man miss. He does make one miss. Breaks a tackle. Gets across the 10 down to about the 12 as they started at their own 8-yard line. Now gets it to the near hash, and that'll bring up second and about 6 on the gain of 4 yards on the play as he gets it to the 12. So 4-yard run for Lounsbury.
Yeah, good job there making a couple guys miss. Got popped at the end, but he hopped right back up, and he's ready to go.
So Lounsbury with a 4-yard run. And now it's second and 7, so they call it a gain of 3 officially. Lone receiver out to the right, one lone to the left. Wing backs, man in motion, going right to left. There's the give. Up the middle, runs into his own guy. Looks like he did gain roughly a couple yards on the play. And that'll bring up about 3rd and 5 for Sekman. Trying to see who the ball carrier was, and it looks like carrying that one, Drew Campbell, the fullback, for a gain of a couple of yards.
Yeah, he ran right into his big right tackle, number 75, Dylan Clark, on the play and knocked him down, but
yeah.
Not the guy you want to be running into when you're trying to move up the field.
So now 3rd and 4 for the Sekman Jaguars. They got to get to the 18-yard line. The ball is on their own 14-yard line. Lounsbury's got a receiver out left, a receiver out right. Man in motion. There's the give on the right edge. He looks like he has some room to run. Cuts his way forward. Gets close to the first down. We'll see where the officials mark it. Campusco going in motion from left to right. It's going to be close. It's either going to be 4th and inches or a first down. We'll see. No word yet on the play, and they're going to say it's a first down for the Sekman Jaguars. So the first down of the second quarter, where Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. That's 1st and 10. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time.
And that was a big yard right there.
A huge yard. So going up the middle of that time on the left to right carry, Campusco. And that's a big time play for the Jaguars, because that gives them a first down for only the second time tonight. And there's a bad snap over the head of Lounsbury. He picks it up, though. Now he's just going to throw it away. And it's intercepted up at about the 33-yard line, and he's going to bring that down all the way to the 5-yard line. It looked like Lounsbury was going to toss that one into the out of bounds, into the Warriors bench, but it is picked off and intercepted. So the Warriors with a big-time pick on the play and a big mistake for Lounsbury.
Yeah, what a great job there. Looked like Carson Gross out there playing some deep coverage, and he picked that off, and he took off like a rocket. That is not the pass that you want to make if you're Seth Lounsbury, just trying to throw that ball up. If you're going to throw it, get it out of bounds, because otherwise what we just saw is exactly what's going to happen to you more times than not.
So big play from Gross and the Warriors, and now all of a sudden they were driving. They had it at the 11, turned it over on a fumble. Now Sekman gives it right back to him. Now he got even better field position. Ball march at the 5-yard line on the far hash left to right. That's going to bring up a first and goal. Bassoni, he's going to go under center. He's going to have a receiver, two receivers out to his right. Bobby Niebert, the fullback. It looks like they're lining up in the I formation. Running back for the Warriors. Looks like going to be Ethan Inman. Waiting for the officials to mark it ready to go. 7-0 Warriors, 9:02 to play in the first quarter of action. Good thanks to our sponsors, Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Two receivers outright. I formation. Pasoni under center. There's a give to the running back. He bounces off the right edge, goes forward down to about the 3-yard line. Running the football in the play looks like Clayton Schaefer gets his first carry of the night, and Schaefer gains a couple of yards, gets it close. He's going to bring up second and goal.
Yeah, that's a good run there, and it's going to be very, very difficult for the Jaguar defense when you've got guys, as you mentioned, you've got Pasoni, you've got Schaefer, and you've also got Niebert that can all run the ball. It's going to be tough to figure out which one's got it.
There is Niebert. Split back formation out. Two receivers out to the right. Ball's on the two, center cut. Pasoni, he's going to keep it himself. He goes up the middle. Does he get into the end zone? No word yet from the official. And touchdown, Tony Pasoni, the 15th rushing score of the year for the senior in the Italian Stallion. And Fox is up 13-0 with 8:32 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, what a great run there. And as we mentioned, you never know who's going to keep the ball. And Tony Pasoni, he kept it. Pushed his way right on into the end zone there with a little bit of a push from behind from Bobby Niebert and Clayton Schaefer.
Yeah, good work from the fullback and the running backs, and Pasoni with another touchdown run, number 15 on the year for the young man. He averages about 12 yards a carry, and he will do the holding here for the kicker, Nate Johnston. And so Fox looking to extend this lead to 14-0 over Sekman. There's the snap, kick is up through the uprights and good. And the Warriors lead it 14-0 with 8:32 to play in the second quarter of action. We'll be back with more here on 1400 at KJFF.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox, Sekman this time lining up on the onside formation. Jones, Fusco, the only two men deep, and they're not even deep. Jones out at about the 25, now retreats it, and it's going to be kicked deep. And this one's going to go end over end all the way down to the 3-yard line, and it is going to bounce at the one. They're going to have to pick it up. Jones picks it up, and he is hit, and now he makes the man miss, gets to the outside. He's got room to run. He's across the 15, down to the 20. He's got a couple men to beat, including the kicker. Gets across the 30, down to the 33-yard line. What a run from Darius Jones. The junior had to pick it up from the 1-yard line. Looked like the ball was going to bounce into the end zone. Just died. Makes a couple people miss. Goes around the right edge and gets all the way out across the 30-yard line.
he looked up and all he saw was white jerseys all over. When you talk about making the entire team miss, that's exactly what he just did down there on the goal line. He had at least 10 of those players down there within the 10-yard line all chasing after him. He made it to that edge and got upfield for a big return.
Ran about 55 yards for a 32-yard return. Lounsbury's in the gun and sends a man in motion. Fusco from right to left. He takes the carry, gets to back to about the line of scrimmage where he's hit and upended hard by Tony Pisoni and also making the play for the Fox Warriors on defense as well as Caleb Hill. That's going to bring up second and a long nine after Fusco's short run. Good tackle there from Caleb Hill. He's a senior. Good young man. Funny, entertaining interview as well. No doubt about that. Had a chance to speak with him before the season in training camp. Lounsbury's got two receivers out to the right now. Man in motion. There's the give to the fullback under center. He's going to carry it forward to about the 35-yard line. Or he is tackled. Looks like getting the carry that time. The running back, Drew Campbell, gets a gain of about 3 yards on the play. It's going to bring up a third and six.
Yeah, good job there by the Sekman Jaguars. But as we mentioned, they got the big return off the start there. Now they've only gained 3 yards on two plays so far. Or actually on one play, excuse me.
Trips out right, a solo receiver to the left. Lounsbury in the gun's got a running back behind him. Flags thrown. Looks like a procedure penalty on the Sekman Jaguars going right to left, and indeed it is. That's going to bring them back, and it's going to be about a third and 11, a third and 12 now, depending on where that ball is marked. So big penalty for Sekman, and that basically forces them to now probably have to throw the football.
Yeah, you definitely want to throw the football now if you're in a third and 12 situation like this. It looks like they're going to mark it third and 11 on the scoreboard, and they still have it as second down and 11, but it is indeed third and 11 here for this upcoming play.
Hunter Fritz checks out of the game for Campusco. Trips out right, solo receiver to the left. In the gun, takes the snap. He's rolling out to the right. He's going to try to throw. Throws it over the middle. Has a man caught by Campusco across the 45-yard line at the 47-yard line of the Sekman Jaguars. Big-time toss and catch from Lounsbury to Campusco for a gain of about 17 yards.
What a great catch there by Campusco. He was hit before he even caught the ball. He was already getting knocked to the ground, and he was able to hang on to that and get them a big first down, trailing here 14-0 with 6:35 to go in the second quarter.
Big-time catch there from Fusco on a third-down play, the biggest play of the night for the Sekman Jaguars. Ball on the 47, far hash on their own, first and 10. In the gun, man in motion from right to left. He gets the give. He's going to go across the 50, knocked up at the 47-yard line. It looked like the ball carrier on the play, Jordan Lesheets, with another carry. He gains his way forward for a gain of about 6 yards. Not a bad good start for Lesheet.
Yeah, that is exactly what you want on first down if you're the Sekman Jaguars, is to be able to set yourself up for some shorter third down situations. You never want to get yourself into those third and longs like they just went through a second ago. See if they can get even closer here on second down.
Second and four. Two receivers out right, one out left. Tight end. He's going to get the snap. He's going to roll out to the right side. He's pressured, looking to throw, and he does throw it right in front of his intended receiver. That's going to fall incomplete. Nice job by Lounsbury to escape some pressure, rolling right and throwing it incomplete. And the intended receiver on the play, Jordan Lesheet, that falls in front of his feet. It's going to bring up third and four now from the 47-yard line. Ball marked in the middle between the two hash marks. They got to get to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, great pressure there by the right guard, Nathan Rotan. As we mentioned his name, he's the right guard, but he followed him all the way to the left-hand sideline to get that great pressure and force him to get rid of that ball as he was going to the ground.
Nathan Rotan, a first-year starter as a senior. He put on lots of weight in the offseason, worked real hard to get where he is, and he's had a great year. Lounsbury, there's the give. Up the middle, goes forward to about the 45. It's going to bring up a fourth and two as the ball carrier on the play is Lesheets. Or I beg your pardon, not Lesheet, it's the fullback that time, Drew Campbell, for a gain of 2 yards. It's going to be fourth and two now. And it looks like Sekman, we'll see if they go for it here. It's going to be a tough call.
Yeah, at this point, I think if you're Sekman, you're going to go ahead and punt the football, and it looks like that might be what they're doing here.
Down by two scores, 14-0, 5:13 to play in the second quarter and counting, fourth and two. And it looks like they're going to go for it. Lounsbury Going to go from the gun. He's going to have a receiver out to the left, or two receivers to the right. And now he's lined up back further. So now it might be a little option punt play. And Coach Baker, Coach Doug Baker, Sekman, he wants to call a timeout. He's going to chat this over with his ball club. So we'll step aside for a short 30-second timeout here on 1400 KJFF. It'll be fourth and two when we come back.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back on 1400 KJFF, I want to take some time out of the broadcast to mention Kinsey Sidek. She is a student here at Sekman High School. She had bone cancer a little while ago. It went into remission. It looked like it was going to go away, but it just recently came back, unfortunately, as well. A young girl here at Sekman High School. So if you have that opportunity, have some time, go on to Facebook, or you can go to a GoFundMe account, type in Kinsey Sidek, and you can, and that's spelled S-I-A-D-E-K, and you can support her cause, raise some money. They've done a terrific event so far, including the Jaguar and Northwest hockey game, to raise money for her. Under center, Lounsbury, the fourth down play. He's going to push his way forward, and I think he got the first down, and indeed he did. So the timeout by Baker gives them a first down and a good timeout there. An adjustment is Lounsbury, and got a good push from the offensive line to get his way forward.
Yeah, great job there. He didn't initially, as soon as he snapped the ball, he didn't go straight ahead. He cut to the right, looked like by about one or two players, and then used that gap to fill right on in and get up over that initial line of scrimmage and get the first down.
So first and 10 for Sekman. Ball at the 42-yard line, marked right in between the hashes, going right to left in their black uniforms, dark helmets. A couple of players as well wearing those pink socks. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Lounsbury's going to be from the gun. He's got two wingbacks and a tailback behind him, two receivers. Fusco, the man in motion. There's the give up the middle. Breaks the tackle across the 40 down to the 38-yard line on the play. The run from Drew Campbell. Gain of about 5 yards on the play, and or about 4 yards, they'll mark it. So that's going to bring up a second and six.
Yeah, and if you are the Sekman Jaguars, you're not out of this game yet. It's only 14-0 Warriors with 4:20 remaining here in the second quarter. You get a touchdown right here, you're all of a sudden right back in the game, only down by one possession. We've seen turnovers from both teams. You never know which way this game could go.
Absolutely. A critical possession here for Sekman to try to get on the board. Second and six from the 38-yard line. Ball now in the near hash. Lounsbury in the gun, trips out right. One of the receivers goes in motion. There's the snap. That might be a procedure penalty or maybe a jump off sides. The flight came from the back judge. False start on the offense. That's going to bring them back 5 yards, and that'll bring up a second and 11 now after second and six. So a costly penalty there for Sekman.
Yeah, another costly penalty. And as we've said all game, Sekman Jaguars have been struggling quite a bit, just getting those breaks. And every time they do get a break, they seem to hurt themselves with these penalties.
And that's what you'll see with a young team. That's what Coach Baker has talked about, trying to clean up those mistakes. But there's been a lot of positives for Sekman tonight. Trips out right, lone receiver to the left, a tailback. Looks like Campbell joining Lounsbury in the backfield. Lounsbury in the gun, snap back to Lounsbury. Looks left, now he's going to look right, throws right. Gets a receiver, it's Leshet. He gets across the 40, breaks the tackle with the shoulder, rumbles his way forward down to the far sideline, to the 30-yard line. And that is good enough for another Coldwell Banker. Holsey Real Estate first down for the Jaguars as they're moving the ball here with just under 3:30 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, what a great run there. Excuse me. It was really kind of a pass out to the side there, and then a great run after the catch to get that first down, break two tackles along the way. Really impressive stuff there from the Sekman Jaguars.
So Jordan Leshet gets his first catch. Ball's now on the far side at the 30-yard line, first and 10. Trips out left, a solo receiver out right. Campbell, the running back in the backfield, runs his way forward. Hits a wall at the 28-yard line. He is stuffed there, pushed back to about the 29-yard line. A gain of two on the play.
Be interested to see here if they go to a little bit more of that passing game as well. They've had a couple of successful passes. A couple times that they've given the ball away, have been when the quarterback has had a lot of pressure on him, or the aborted snap, things like that have caused him to just throw the ball carelessly, and that's what's caused those turnovers. But other than that, he seemed to be pretty accurate with his passes so far.
Yeah, he's been pretty good other than a couple of the errant throws. Like you said, he's been good. Two receivers out left. Man in motion goes Lichette. He's going to get it from left to right. Going around the end. Tries to get the edge, but he's gobbled up. A big-time hit from a swarm of white jerseys of the Warriors. Tackles him at about the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up a third and eight from the 29-yard line. 2:18 to play now in the first half of action. So we talk about that. They're not out of the game yet, but this is a big possession. Fox will get the ball to open the second half. If they can score here, they're already wasted a lot of clock. They can only be down a touchdown and going into the third quarter with Fox getting the football. That's going to keep them right in the thick of things.
Yeah, you'd definitely take it if you're the Sekhmet Jaguar fans.
Lounsbury in the gun. Snap back to Lounsbury. He has two receivers out left. That's where he's going to roll and look to throw. Throws it over, and it's intercepted at the 26-yard line and returned out to the 40-yard line. A big-time interception for Fox, their third of the night. The Warriors pick it off. That was Caleb Hill, the right outside linebacker, with an interception, his first of the season.
And just like that, once again, the Sekhmet Jaguars, they come back and they go to that passing game. And as soon as he went to throw the ball, he was getting pressured and threw that ball underneath his receiver by quite a bit when he was on the run for that pass. And just unfortunately couldn't get it to him, and there was a guy standing right there waiting on the ball.
So Lounsbury came into the game throwing just one interception, now has three now. Carson Gross has one. It looked like Posone has one. And then just coming up was that one, the senior, the outside linebacker, Caleb Hill, at 39 tackles, a sack, and a couple of fumble recoveries. Why don't you go ahead, add to the stat sheet. That's an INT for Hill, and that's going to bring the Warriors near side. Ball at their own 40-yard line. Posone, two receivers out left. High formation. He's got 145 to work. Under center. Takes the snap. There's the give on the left side sweep. He's got a lot of room to run. Breaks across the 50. Down out to the 47-yard line. A big-time run that time from Ethan Inman. A gain of roughly about 14 yards for Inman.
Yeah, great run there by Inman as he is playing in this game in place of Jaden Allen, and he definitely proved that he's here to play tonight.
Yeah, Inman entered the game. He has 9 carries, 55 yards, one carry, or he also has a catch, I should say, for 16 yards as well. Looks like a timeout taken on the field by Coach Brent Tinker and the Fox Warriors. We'll step aside for a short timeout, 30 seconds here on 1400 KJFF. The Warriors lead 14-0. They got a minute and 30 seconds to go 47 yards and add to it.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Back at Sekhmet High School, where the Jaguars trail the visiting Fox Warriors 14-0, and senior Tony Posone has the Warriors driving on a 13-yard run from Ethan Inman. And now they have first and 10 at their own 47-yard line with a minute 30 to play in the first half of action. They'll also get the ball in the second half. So Posone, this time lining up in the gun with trips out right and a running back to his right. Pisoni's going to get to the edge as he looks to throw. Throws it deep downfield, has a man, and he just overthrows his intended receiver on the play. Pisoni had his man downfield. Would have been an easy score, but just a little too much oomph on that one.
Yeah, that was the tight end, number 10, Chase Waters downfield, as just overthrew him just a little bit there. That would have been a great passing touchdown, but all goes for naught.
Yeah, Chase Waters, the leading receiver for the Warriors entering the game, has 11 catches, 192 yards, 3 touchdowns on the season. Ball's on the far hash once again. Second and 10, 47-yard line. Pisoni's going to be in the gun. Got Deuce receivers out to the right side. Running back to his right in the backfield. There goes Pisoni. It's going to be an option screenplay now to the left side. Gets a block. Moves to the left side. There's Waters across the 30. He's inside the 20. Got one man to beat. Does indeed break the tackle. Tackled in inside the 5 down to the 3-yard line. A big-time play in connection from Pasoni to Chase Waters. A gain of 44 yards.
And we just got done talking about Chase Waters almost having that big play. Quarterback goes right back to him. He trusts him. As you said there, there's been that connection all season long. Big gain here with a minute 11 to go on the clock here in the half.
First and goal for the Warriors. 1:10 to play in counting. Ball marked at the 2-yard line for Fox. It's on the far hash, and they are going to take some time here to let the clock run. Now under 1 minute to play in counting. The Warriors are going to line up with two receivers to the right in Waters and Gross. Pasoni this time under center, two tailbacks split in the backfield, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout on the field, and it's going to belong to Coach Doug Baker in the Sekhmet Jaguars. But, Matt, we've just seen a huge turn of events. We talked about Sekhmet in that last drive, how important it was for them to get down the field and to put a scoring drive together. There wasn't going to be much time on the clock, and then Lounsbury turns it over on his third interception. Caleb Hill with a nice play on the near hash was able to return it 13 yards, and then a big-time pass and catch that time from Pasoni down to Waters, and now all of a sudden tides have turned, and this could very well be a three-score game going into half.
Exactly. When you talk about a big swing in a game, this is exactly what we're talking about, and we've seen it before, and you know what? We're seeing it again here tonight. It'll be interesting to see. I have a feeling they're going to hand it off here to one of their big guys, or the quarterback's going to keep it. I highly doubt they'll be throwing the ball from the 2-yard line with those big backs that they have.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, the listeners out there, it's 14-0 Fox. They've scored on a touchdown run from Tony Pasoni as well as Bobby Niebert. They punched it in. Both terrific plays. Pasoni really pushed his way forward, got a good push from the offensive line, and Niebert just rumbled his way in from 8 yards out, something we've seen him do all year long. So Pasoni now is under center as they get set for the first and goal from the 2-yard line. Lone receiver is Gross. Two running backs in the backfield. Pasoni under center. There's the give. Goes up the middle. And now Pasoni takes it off the left edge, and he's into the end zone for the second time tonight. Tony Pasoni marked that one up for him. Number 16 on the year, rushing the football.
What a great run right there by Tony Pasoni. As we said, this is a big, big drive for the team, and they were able to get down there, get the touchdown. Now they lead by three possessions, I guess we should say, here in this game. And not looking good so far for the Sekhmet Jaguars, as they have definitely given up some key mistakes in this game.
So pending Nate Johnston's field goal, or extra point, I should say, here, the Warriors will lead it 21-0 with 44 seconds to play. The kick up, right down Broadway, and good. And the Fox Warriors lead it 21-0 over the Sekhmet Jaguars, capitalizing on the Jaguars' couple of interceptions that they've had in this one. We'll step aside for a break here. You're listening to 1400 KJFF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Back at Sekhmet High School, where there's only 44 seconds left on the clock in the first half of action. Tony Pasoni just ran his way into the end zone for the second time. 2-9 on a 2-yard scamper going across the left edge and into the end zone. And now the Warriors set to kick off from their own 40-yard line. The Jaguars once again back to receive for Sekhmet. Darius Jones. Ball set at the 40 for Fox, kicking left to right. This time we'll see if they kick it deep. This time they do kick it halfway deep. Bounces at the 27 and short, picked up by Jones. He jukes his way forward, makes the man miss. He's got room on the left edge across the 45, across the 50 midfield, spins his way down to the 47-yard line. Jones, he shows himself quite the weapon returning the football.
Yeah, another big return there by Jones, and I'd like to see him as the running back. That's all I got to say on maybe a jet sweep or two here, because he has some lightning quick speed. He is explosive through the holes there on the kick returns. He has done a great job so far tonight and definitely showing he's got some star power in him.
Barnes, the kicker, bringing him down on that play. Corey Barnes knocks it down. So now Sekman from their own 47-yard line. Or the, I should say, the Warriors' 47-yard line. Have a chance here. Ball in the near hash, 36 seconds. Lounsbury trips out right, a receiver to the left. Snap back to Lounsbury. Looks to throw. Takes a three-step drop. Now rolls out right. Still trying to throw. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. Just throws that one out of bounds to the right side. And this time it does get out of bounds.
Yeah, that's exactly what he needed to do there because there was nobody open. Dump it out of bounds and avoid throwing another interception here in this game. It'll be interesting to see how they do here on this drive, even though there's only 30 seconds left in the half. But during that last possession for Fox, saw Coach Doug Baker go over there, put his arm around his quarterback and really talk to him and kind of have that heart-to-heart conversation talking about, we're still in this game. There's plenty of time left to go. I have a feeling is a little bit of how that conversation went.
Exactly. Tried to calm the young man down. Lounsbury, he's got trips out right, and he's back to pass. He rolls out right. Throws a dump down pass, caught at the 45-yard line, makes a man miss down across the 40 to 39. 20 seconds left in counting in the first half of action, and there's a timeout on the field probably going to be taken by Coach Doug Baker, and indeed it is, with 15 seconds left in the first half, a gain of about 8 yards on the play that time. So Lounsbury, count that one up for him, add that to the stat sheet. He's got over 40 yards passing now in this game. Also, three interceptions as well. But Sekman, they're driving a little bit, still not completely out of this ball game. They have a chance to score here. 15 seconds, not a lot of time, but they do have a timeout remaining. So if they can get one deep play here, call that quick timeout, either have an opportunity to kick a fairly long field goal or you get one shot at the end zone as well. It'll be interesting to see here what Coach Baker elects to do.
Yeah, it'd almost be interesting to see if they're going to try some sort of screen pass here, maybe get a couple blockers in front of one of these quick, smaller running backs or wide receivers, splitting them out. See what can happen. You never know. Get a couple of blocks, get downfield, or at least get out of bounds and give yourself a chance for one more play. Maybe cut the field in half.
You maybe throw Darius Jones the ball back there and see what he can do. He's had some success in the returns. But Lounsbury, he's going to have two receivers to the left, one out to the right. He's joined in the backfield by a running back, has a wing back on the left side. Lounsbury, he's going to roll left this time. It's at about the 45-yard line. Tosses it deep, and that one intercepted. Caleb Hill again. Loses the football, though, on the ground after the interception. I don't know who picked it up. There's a pile on the floor. Loose flag, and there's a multiple flags. That's going to be a personal foul. That might be on Sekman again in frustration. It looks like the Warriors recovered at the 30 on the second interception of the night from the senior, Caleb Hill.
Yeah, at least one of these penalties is going to be, it looks like, on Bryce Penrod as he got in there and got a little bit of a push-and-shove match with one of the players for the Fox Warriors. But not sure if that first flag was initially on the Warriors and if the second one's going to be on the Jaguars. We'll have to wait and see here what the officials come out with.
Yeah, you can't afford to do that, though, if you're Sekman. It's a frustrating penalty. And it looks like it's going to be personal fouls on both ends. So both frustration penalties, a little rivalry game. And we've certainly seen the blood and the intensity going on between these two teams. 21-0, Fox leads it 7-0. They do have a timeout or two to work with, but you know that with that 21-0 lead, getting the ball back in the second half of action, they have it at their own 28-yard line. You have to imagine Pisoni probably just takes a knee here and they take that 21-0 lead in half.
Yeah, you definitely think that they're probably going to go with a knee here. You never know. They might do one of those little pass plays like they did on the last drive, get a big gain here, maybe try to turn it into a four-possession game. We'll just have to wait and see. But another good turnover there by the Fox Warrior defense and another pass that was underthrown by the quarterback of the Sekman Jaguars. That is Seth Lounsbury.
Tony Pisoni, the senior quarterback, comes from a long line of brothers. In that family's younger brother, Jake Pisoni, also on the ball club. Tony under center, He's just going to take it himself. Goes off the left edge on the option. Got room to run. Gets his way forward across the 35. Now works it inside to about the 40-yard line. Gain of 10 yards to close out the first half of action here on 1400 KJFF. The Warriors visiting Sekman. They lead it 21-0 here on senior night from Sekman High School. So at the end of the first half, it's 21-0. We'll be back with some first half analysis when we come back here on KJFF.
I'm Barbara Stocker. High school football is fun. As we root for our team, remember that there is another game being played in Jefferson City. It's called the Rich Man Tax Shuffle. While we are asked to pay higher real estate taxes to fund our schools, the rich are receiving the tax cuts. We can stop this on November 8th. I'm Barbara Stocker, and I will fight to stop the giveaway and fully fund our schools. Paid for by Campaign for Stocker, Rich McCain, Treasurer.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Back at Sekman High School with the Lincoln Park introduction. We'll catch you alongside Matt Bear. The Fox Warriors lead 21-0 over the Sekman Jaguars here in our 1400 KJFF game of the week in a battle of Suburban West Conference teams. It's senior night here at Sekman High School, so the band out there getting set to perform a pretty interesting, lots of a big band out there, some paintings as well, got to imagine, from the senior class. But back to the football game, it's really been all about opportunities, and Fox wasn't the cleanest first half for them, and the Jaguars had plenty of opportunities to try to climb their way back into this ball game, but three interceptions and a fumble themselves, and they really just weren't able to capitalize on the Warrior mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. There were turnovers from both teams. Definitely wasn't a one-sided affair when it came to turnovers so far in this game, but, you know, so far it has been one-sided, and who's capitalized on it? And that's the Fox Warriors. They have done a great, great job capitalizing on the mistakes of the Jaguars, and definitely shows in the score here as they are up 21-0.
Yeah, it really has been the Warriors and Tony Pisoni. Two touchdowns as we give you a little bit of our Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. And Tony Pisoni on the night throwing the football has got 86 yards through the air so far. Just two incompletions. He's 5 of 7. Carson Gross, 3 catches, 22 yards. Jace Waters, 2 catches, 66 yards. Rushing the football, Bobby Niebuhr, 49 yards, 11 carries, and a touchdown. Pisoni has ran the football for 24 yards on 5 carries and 2 touchdowns. Ethan Inman has 14 yards rushing. Schaefer with a couple of yards as well. And for the Jaguars, rushing the football, it's been Drew Campbell leading the way with 16 yards on the ground. And the tailback, Jordan Lachette, 15 yards. Campusco, 9 yards. And Lounsbury, the quarterback, 7 yards. Lounsbury throwing the football. He's thrown for about 44 yards, but the big number that stands out like a sore thumb, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, and that's something that's real big here in this game is the interceptions. But the big guy that I'm very, very impressed with in this game is number 12 for the Fox Warriors. That's Tony Pisoni, the Italian Stallion. That guy has thrown the ball. He's ran the ball. He's been able to juke defenders, get out of tackles, extend plays. He has done a great, great job. And when you talk about this kid having some college aspirations to play some football, there's definitely seems like there's some talent there, and that he'll end up playing for one of these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a terrific young athlete, no doubt about that. He's very talented. And Coach Tinker really talked about that at the beginning of the year and a few times during the season when I talked to him as well. He's the type of kid that they lost a lot of seniors from last year's 8-win team that lost in the district championship. And Pisoni was the guy that was asked to be one of the key leaders of this team, being the quarterback and everything. And the offense really revolves around Pisoni, as you see that just in the stats, but watching the game as well. And he's really stepped up and done a terrific job for them. But Caleb Hill, another senior defensively, has made a few tackles and is coming up with a couple of interceptions as well. Receiving for Sekman Campfusco, 30 yards. Jordan Lachette has 17 yards receiving as well.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens here in the second half as the band here getting ready to start their big performance on the field. But, you know, you talk about the big performance in the second half that we have to see here from the Sekman Jaguars. It's going to be interesting to see if they come out, if they can pass the ball with a little bit more efficiency, not giving up those turnovers when pressured, because they are going to be pressured throughout this game. Or we're going to see if they're going to stick to the run game, maybe. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, you feel like, though, if you're Sekman, you got to come out and you got to stop Fox, because you know you're going to get the ball to open the half, and you got to come out with a stop there and then get an opportunity to score. But the Jaguars have struggled scoring the football all season long this season. It's been a tough go for them so far this year. So the Jaguars are really trying to get things going offensively, and they'll have that opportunity to start. But the defense hasn't been playing too bad for them as well. But we'll step aside. We'll come back to the studio for first half highlights of this action between the Fox Warriors and Sekman Jaguars. We'll also give you a rundown as well as what's happening to the other Jefferson County teams in the listening area. Web TV game is St. Vincent and Jefferson as well. That's going on. So that's all coming up for you right here at our halftime show, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. We'll be back with more of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show coming up on 1400 KJFF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Straight Talk 1400 KJFF. We are back in the KJFF studios. It is halftime, and the game you're listening to, it is Fox on top of Sekman by a count of 21-0. We're going to run through the scoreboard. J98 game of the week is in the second quarter still. It is Sykeston on top of undefeated Central 20-12. Close first half in that ball game. On AM 800 KREI, it's Farmington leading at the half over Parkway West 14-7. It is St. Vincent leading Jefferson R7 21-12. That is in the second quarter. That is the Web TV exclusive ball game taking place tonight. We do know this, that Grandview forfeited the remainder of the season, and Crystal City is victorious because of that tonight. That, of course, game not played, but Crystal City gets a W for that one. No score in the matchup between Herculaneum and Charleston. In the second quarter, it is Valley Catholic on top by a count of 35-0 over St. Pius. It is North County leading Fredericktown 28-23 in the second quarter. At the half, DeSoto with a 17-13 lead over Potosi. Also a second quarter score, it's Brentwood on top of St. Genevieve 22-20. In the second quarter, it's Festus all, or Poplar Bluff, I should say, all over Festus, 41-7, Poplar Bluff leading Festus, not even at halftime just yet. Close one in Hillsboro, the Hawks taking on Country Day, MICDS. The Hawks lead it 14-7, good matchup there. Windsor in the second quarter, leading Cuba, high-scoring affair so far. It's Windsor 32, Cuba 22. It's Eureka leading Northwest 28-6. That is in the second quarter as well, and that's where we stand right now. One game tomorrow, and that is going to be Perryville taking on Scott City. But again, that game is taking place tomorrow afternoon. So that's where we stand right now, is of a check of the scoreboard here on KJFF. We'll step aside, come back, and run down the first half highlights. That's next on KJFF.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Break your screen? Did your charge port go out? Missing important phone calls because your phone is broke? Come see the Screen Spot in Festus for all your electronic repair needs. They have years of experience and certified cell phone repair technicians on hand. Stop in today or visit thescreenspot.com and get a quote for your repair. The Screen Spot in Festus, located on Main Street behind the DMV. Visit in-store or thescreenspot.com.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank, success starts here.
Time to roll through the first half highlights of the game of the week on KJFF. The battle of the C6 school district. Seckman playing host to Fox tonight. Seckman held off the Fox ground attack for a little while early on, but the Warriors found the end zone midway through the first quarter.
Bassoni's under center. Ball left hash. He's going to give it up the middle. Bobby Nieper breaks a tackle, rumbles his way forward into the end zone for the touchdown. And Fox on top here first on the KJF game of the week.
7-0 Fox after the point after. Early in the second quarter, Seckman recovered a fumble only to toss an interception to the Warriors' Carson Gross. Just a few plays later, Fox quarterback Tony Pasoni ran it in.
Split back formation out. Two receivers out to the right. Ball's on the two center cut. Pasoni, he's going to keep it himself. He goes up the middle. Does he get into the end zone? No word yet from the official. And touchdown, Tony Pasoni, the 15th rushing score of the year for the senior and the Italian Stallion. And Fox is up 13-0 with 8:32 to play in the second quarter.
Extra point good to put Fox on top 14-0. Late in the second quarter, Fox put together another drive, capped off by Pasoni for his second score of the night.
Under center. There's the give. Goes up the middle. And now Pasoni takes it off the left edge, and he's into the end zone for the second time tonight. Tony Pasoni marked that one up for him. Number 16 on the year, rushing the football.
PAT was good, and it's the Warriors on top 21-0. That is our score at the half. We'll step aside again, come back, we'll check the scoreboard one more time. And before we send it back out to the guys at Seckman High School, KJFF game of the week. It's halftime. It's Fox leading 21-0 over Seckman here on KJFF.
cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
And we're back at the KJF Studios. We're going to check the scoreboard one more time before we send it back out to Sekman High School to Will and Matt. First off, the J98 game of the week. They're now at halftime, and it's still Sykeston on top of Central 20-12. Central, undefeated squad, trailing at the half at home to the Sykeston Bulldogs. In the KREI game of the week, it's Farmington leading at the half over Parkway West 14-7. Game, of course, that you're listening to on KJF, Fox on top by shutout at the half over Sekman 21-0. The Web TV exclusive is still in the second quarter. It's St. Vincent on top of Jefferson R7. 28-12 is the score in that one. We already know Crystal City won by a forfeit tonight over Grandview. That game not played as the Eagles forfeited the remainder of the season due to a lack of participation. Herculaneum and Charleston still looking for a score in that one. In the second quarter, it's Valley Catholic leading 35-0 over St. Pius. North County on top at the half, 34-23 over Fredericktown. Another halftime scores, DeSoto 17, Potosi 13. In the second quarter, it's Brentwood leading St. Genevieve 29-20. Poplar Bluff 42-7 over Festus. That is at the half in Poplar Bluff. Hillsboro leads MICDS, otherwise known as Country Day, 14-7. That's in the second quarter. Windsor leads by 10 over Cuba, 40-30. That's in the second quarter. Barn burner of a scoring game going on there. High-scoring affair. Eureka on top in the second quarter, 35-6 over Northwest. Perryville will play host to Scott City tomorrow. And that is a check of the scoreboard here on 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside. We'll be sending it back out to the guys at Sekman High School coming up on KJFF.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and more. Try them with one of our five made-from-scratch sauces. Our barbecue is smoked daily and available till we run out. We also have the best bread pudding in three counties. Check out Kettlehut Smokehouse on Facebook for all of our specials. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettlehut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
I'm Barbara Stocker. High school football is fun. As we root for our team, remember that there's another game being played in Jefferson City. It's called the Rich Man Tax Shuffle. While we are asked to pay higher real estate taxes to fund our schools, the rich are receiving the tax cuts. We can stop this on November 8th. I'm Barbara Stocker, and I will fight to stop the giveaway and fully fund our schools. Paid for by Campaign for Stocker, Rich McCain, Treasurer.
Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Welcome back to Sekman High School, still with halftime festivities as the Sekman cheerleading squad out there, but both football teams also back out onto the field. Fox in a big wide circle ranging from the 30 to 15 yard line, stretching, getting that in. And Sekman, they are together in the circle talking it over and getting set to go. If you're just joining us, once again, 21-0. The Warriors visiting Sekman lead it in the Suburban West Conference rivalry in the Fox C6 school district going on. And it's really that first half. We talked a lot about it. It was opportunities. But now it's a new page for Sekman as they reach into the second half. The Warriors, they get the ball in the first. Sekman's got to come up with a stop here. But it, really the big thing that they got to do, they've been playing all right defensively, is got to start moving the ball downfield offensively and get it in the end zone.
Yeah, you definitely got to start moving the ball outside of on a kick return. I mean, that's the big thing here. The biggest plays of the night for the Sekman Jaguars have both been on kick returns of about 30-plus yards. So if you're the Sekman Jaguars, what you got to have in this half is less turnovers from your quarterback in the passing game. Got to be a little bit more careful with the football when you're on offense. And as the defense, I mean, the defense has played well. I got to give them a lot of credit. It's only 21-0, and the couple of there's only been a couple of big plays that have set up those couple of touchdowns from the 2 and 3 yard lines there for the Fox Warriors. So big props to the Jaguar defense. Also big props as well to the Fox defense, obviously holding Sekman scoreless. But what you got to look for here is, as we mentioned, less turnovers from really both teams if they want to hold on to that win for Fox or come back for Sekman. Got to have less turnovers here in the ballgame.
Yeah, those are definitely the key. Fox, a couple of turnovers themselves, two fumbles, one from Posoni, one from Niebert. Jaguars, three interceptions. It'll be interesting to see what Posoni has in store for the second half of action as well. Really hasn't gotten going running the football, and his season stats tell you that he will get going running the football. And we'll have the second half kickoff coming up when we take come back, from our short break here on 1400 KJFF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Real quick, back here at the KJF studio, got an updated score to pass along before we send it back to Will and Matt. It is Charleston on top of Herculaneum at the half by a count of 12-8. So that's where we stand right now. You can check all those scores, MIMOinfo.com, and check the football scoreboard. Heading back out now to Will and Matt at Sacramento High School on KJF.
Thank you, Orion, back in the studio, as well as Craig Hill helping us out to bring this broadcast to you. The Warriors, they're getting set to kick off here, or the Sacramento Jaguars look like they're set to receive. I thought the... No, it looks like I was wrong the whole time.
Stop. Yeah, the kick originally did go to the Jaguars to start the game, but it looks like maybe Fox chose to kick off, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what happened there at the beginning of the game. The officials there did signal earlier that Fox had won the toss and that Sekman was getting the ball. But interesting turn of events here, as now Sekman's going to start off with the ball. And, hey, you know what? If you're the Sekman Jaguars and, you know, you've got a hill to climb like you do in this game, take it.
Yeah, I mean, we stress the importance of Sekman needing to get that stop. Well, now it's like they already got the stop, and now they have that opportunity, like you mentioned, on offense. So a big possession for them here, getting set to do the kicking in the kickoff here for the Fox Warriors. Corey Barnes is going to kick it off. That's a tall kid out there standing alone back to receive. This time, Sekman is back in the normal kick return set. You imagine they're taking the gamble up 21-0 as Fox, that they're not going to go for the onside kick. And we'll see. Barnes about 10 yards back. Gets the running start dead on in the center, soccer style kickoff, and it is an onside attempt. A little squib kick bounces into the air, whistle's blown. May have been offsides by the Warriors.
Yeah, the flag back around the line where he kicked from.
Offsides on Fox indeed, so they will have to re-kick that one. So not the best start. A little smoke popped up over there with LeBron James chalk for the Fox Warriors going on the other side of the stands.
Yeah, a little bit of chalk time over in the Fox Warrior student section over there, as they called themselves the Tribe is what they are known as. So
called the Tribe.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff over there, as they're getting all amped up, jumping around, all wearing all white. So, you know what? The powder doesn't show up. Why not?
No, why
party
not?
On.
They sold all 500 of the Beat Sekman shirts in that Fox Warrior between the band and the Tribe student section, as the smoke continues to dissipate into the dark nights on this Friday under the lights here at Sekman High School. So we're ready now. This time the kick from the 35 left to right for the Warriors. This one a short pooch kick out to about the 50. It bounces, recovered at the 47-yard line of Sekman, and that's where they will start this second half of action on the far side.
Yeah, good job there by the Sekman Jaguars, who were not lined up in an onside recovery type of formation. And all of a sudden, there was that onside kick. It was a high, kind of wobbling kick. Good job there to fall on the ball and not
Fritz.
Give it up.
Yeah. Hunter Fritz, the man, falling on the football, and a nice job. And that's where the quarterback, Seth Lounsbury, will start off for the Jaguars. Far side, 47-yard line, their own, first and 10. Two receivers out to the left, a solo receiver outright, man in motion from left to right under the gun. Then there's the give. It's going to go up the middle and getting a gain of maybe a yard on the play. The tailback, that or the fullback, Drew Campbell that time. Campbell has been the leading rusher so far for the Sekman Jaguars, and our stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank.
Yeah, not a bad run there at all. Looks like they gave him a pretty good spot as well. Looks like they're going to give him a full gain of two on the run.
Yeah.
So good start here to get some positive yardage on a first down play to start off this second half.
So ball's marked at that far hash 49-yard line after the gain of two. That's second and 8. Lounsbury, receiver out to the right, receiver out to the left. Tailback with him in the backfield, a couple wingbacks, man in motion from right to left. There goes the snap. It's over the head. Lounsbury picks it up at his own 38-yard line, and he is gobbled up and slammed to the turf at the 35-yard line. A loss of several yards on the play. Max Klug, the senior defensive end, going to get the sack on that play, and that's going to bring up a long third down all the way back at that 36-yard line of the Jaguars. That's going to bring up third in about 22.
Yeah, not the way you want to go, especially right after having a play for positive yards here to start off the second half, to go back all the way to your own about 36-yard line here to try to get all the way across the 50 and almost down to the 40.
Third and 20 officially. Deuce receivers out left, lone receiver out right. Osbury back to pass. Got a couple room. He's going to throw it deep down the right sideline. Ball's into the air. Jump ball. Is it intercepted by the Warriors? Incomplete. Unable to hold that one in. It looks like Carson Gross tried to go for his second interception of the night, but it falls incomplete, and the Jaguars will be forced to punt.
Yeah, once again, a good throw there. It was a little bit underthrown. Made his receiver come back to the ball, but great defensive covers there. Had double coverage on that wide receiver, and luckily, his foot came down out of bounds. Otherwise, that would have been an interception.
Lounsbury, the punter as well as the quarterback here. But with fourth and 20, I should say, you can't imagine they take a risk of going for it on their own. And they either a false start or an offsides. That may have been an offsides on Fox rushing the football there. So they might get a little bit closer. And indeed, it is. So get them five more yards on the play. It'll be fourth and 15 now. And they'll be punting now from about the 41-yard line. Ball still marked at that far hash from right to left. So Lounsbury going to get a little bit more room to work with and a chance to pin him back a little bit more deep as he tries to hit them under the 20-yard line. Lounsbury, here's the punt. Almost blocked, but it gets over, bounces at about the 33-yard line, and that's where it will be down at that 33-yard line. Once again, looks like Hunter Fritz, the guy recovering the football and downing it down there, and that's where Tony Pisoni in the Fox Warrior offense will start at their own 33 on that far hash.
Yeah, not the way you want to start if you're the Sekman Jaguars. As you end up getting the ball back, starting the half, you all of a sudden you get a positive play on your first play, and then you take a big penalty and just can't get anything going from there. Now all of a sudden there's only 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and all of a sudden now you've got to stop the Fox Warriors from coming downfield and getting a touchdown.
Yeah, Pisoni, he's going to start from under center. If the Warriors score here, they'll be in trouble. Swift backs in the backfield. Two receivers, one out right, one out left. Pisoni, there's the give to Bobby Niebert. He's going to go up the middle, rumble his way forward, falling down at about the 33-yard line, gain of roughly a yard on the play for the big fella.
Yeah, good run there. Great stop on the Sekman Jaguar defense on the defensive line there. They did not give him any room to run. A couple guys broke through, but they didn't have the ball, so they made it count for the big stop for the guy that actually had it.
Yeah, so second and nine now here for the Fox Warriors. Pisoni's going to go under center with split backs. Receiver out right, receiver out left. Pisoni, he's going to drop back to pass, fakes it to the right. Now he's going to fake left. He's going to step up into the pocket. Now tries to scramble off the left edge, chase down after he gets back to about the line of scrimmage, maybe about a yard further. It looks like the linebacker, Travis Brown, maybe made the play on that, or actually it looks like chasing him down was Dylan Clark.
Yeah, great job there by Dylan Clark getting in there. And after the quarterback scrambled, he was standing right there waiting on him. Didn't get fooled at all by that scramble and took him down for the no gain on the play.
That's going to bring up third and eight now. So the Jaguars can get a big stop. Split backs, receiver out left, receiver out right. Pisoni rolling right, looking to throw. Gets that right edge, steps up in the pocket, fires over the middle. Incomplete pass, a terrific play by the defender. The cornerback of the Sekman Jaguars racing over, putting his hand in front of the football. Joey Walterman breaks up the Pisoni pass.
Yeah, that's exactly what they needed right there. Now it's fourth down and eight, and it looks like there's a face mask as well call here on the Fox Warriors. So that's going to back them up even more unless it is declined. It is declined, and that's going to be a fourth down and eight. And Sekman's going to get the ball back here.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Chase Waters, the intended receiver on the play. Sekman will get the ball back, fourth and eight on the penalty. That was declined on the hold. So now going to be a long punt, as going doing the punting duties is Corey Barnes yet again. And back to receive, two back to receive. Looks like it's Cam Fusco as well as your common returner, Darius Jones. So the ball at the 33-yard line, far hash, fourth and eight. 8:56 to play in this third quarter, 21-0. The Warriors lead it over the Sekman Jaguars.
If you're Fox, you don't want Jones to get a hold of the ball right here. He has almost burned you twice. Your kicker's had to stop him. So see what happens.
It's a fake yet again over the middle, and it's caught by Carson Gross, it looks like. Breaks the man miss. He goes off the right edge, tackled at about the 46-yard line, and it wasn't Carson Gross. It was the quarterback, Tony Pasoni, who makes the catch over the middle on the throw. And what a gutsy play by Coach Tinker of 21-0 at their own 4th and 8. The opportunity, you miss that. You give Sekman good field position. They could score, make it close, but Pasoni makes the catch, and that's something he's done a couple of times this year. Is he's had a couple of catches.
Yeah, he has had a couple of catches, and as we've mentioned, Tony Pasoni, the Italian Stallion, that time he's galloping downfield as a wide receiver on the play. This kid can really do it all, and he is very, very talented for this Fox Warrior offense.
Gain of about 22 yards on the play is the pass made from Barnes. Pasoni this time under center, gobbled up as he hands it to Niebert up the middle. Not a gain of much.
Yeah, Bobby Niebert there on the play. As soon as he got the ball, he put his head down and went to run. Unfortunately, he ran right into the back of one of his offensive linemen and fell right on top of him for no gain there, for a minimal gain of 2 there.
So Fox really has struggled a little bit on first down, getting something going. But now they have an opportunity as Pasoni's going to go under center. He's got a pair of receivers to his left, split backs in the backfield, and a tight end in Waters. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to look left. He's going to go for his tight end. Waters over the middle, but overthrows him. Looks like a little miscommunication on that as Pasoni threw more of the go route. Waters looked like he was cutting more a little bit on a post route.
Yeah, and once again sets up another 3rd and 8 opportunity here as another great job by the Sekman Jaguar defense to get the stops on 1st and 2nd down, set up a 3rd and long.
So 3rd and long, 3rd and 8 for the Fox Warriors from the Jaguars' 44-yard line. Pasoni's going to have a receiver out to the right. He has a receiver out to the left. He's got the tight end Waters in the game and a split backs behind him in the backfield as he goes under center. Pasoni takes the snap. Fakes the give to Niebert, rolls out to the left, pressured. He's going to throw it deep over the middle, caught by Bobby Niebert across the 30, inside to the 27-yard line for a big-time gain of about 15 yards on the play. Is it actually making the tackle, Joey Walterman.
Yeah, great job there. And it looked like, actually, number 5 was the receiver on that play. So pretty good job there for the Fox Warriors as Ethan Inman was the receiver on the play as pointed to the wrong number 5.
Inman with the catch on the play, his first catch as the Jaguars. Something the PA announcer with some applause for the Jaguars, not quite sure what it was. Drew allowed the response there. Pasoni's first down give is to Bobby Niebert, gobbled up yet again up the middle. And there's a fake on the left edge, and it's a fake. Fooled everybody and tackled inside the 5 to the 4-yard line, somehow managing his way out of it. Wow. Look at that. The big fella rumbles all the way down that left sideline. Looked like he was gobbled up, but he went down, kind of bear crawled his way out of it, and got to the inside the 10 all the way down to about the 4-yard line. Bobby Niebert.
What a great run by Bobby Niebert. As you said there was about 10 guys combined from both teams kind of come together there. Seemed like there was a big pile up in the tackle, and all of a sudden you look up and Bobby Niebert is gone. He was a part of that big old pile, but he broke out and kind of snuck out of there. You don't see that too often from the big guys.
No, you really don't. A big-time play goes up the middle. There's the run. Does he get in? No, short. And he's tackled by Ethan Inman, the ball carrier, tackled at about the 2-yard line that time. So a small carry and gain, 6:32 to play, but the Warriors threatening to get on the board for their 4th touchdown of the night here on their first drive of the second half.
Yeah, and this would be a huge touchdown for the Fox Warriors as they would go up by 4 scores. As you mentioned, only 6 minutes and counting here to play in this 3rd quarter. So this could be a big turning point in this game to go from a chance for Sekman to come back to all of a sudden a whole lot of nothing.
Pasoni under center, gives it to Niebert. He rumbles his way forward, but he can't quite make it. A gain of about 1 yard down to the 1-yard line. And that's going to bring up a real short goal line opportunity here for Fox as the Sekman Jaguar defense has done a nice job holding.
Yeah, we keep talking about 1st and 2nd down for the Jaguar defense. They've done a great job at limiting them to only 1 or 2 yards per play, but it's those 3rd and 4th downs that they just cannot seem to hold them off on.
We'll see if the third down magic continues here. Pasoni goes under center, split backs, two receivers out right. He's done a couple quarterback sneaks before. Flags drawn right before the whistle. Looks like early movement on the Warriors. And it's offsides on the segment Jaguars. So that's going to bring them a half yard, or I guess a half the distance to the goal, which probably is about a half of a yard at this point to where they're at. So still a goal line opportunity. Clock continues to count early in this one. 5:22 to play, third and goal. We'll see if Pasoni can punch this in. We've seen him get two short touchdown runs of 2 yards already. Split backs behind him. Two receiver Pasoni. There goes he up the middle. Gets a big push from his line. And Tony Pasoni says hello to the end zone for the third time tonight. And Fox leads it 27-0.
Yeah, once again there, the penalties seem to hurt the Sekman Jaguars as he didn't get too far across that goal line, it looked like, but he was barely able to make it in. And every half yard does make a difference in games. So definitely a great touchdown there by Tony Pasoni. Third time in the
third
end zone.
Third time, 17th touchdown rushing of the season so far. 24 total touchdowns on the year now. For Pasoni, leads the team in rushing yards and touchdown. That's going to bring up the kicker, Nate Johnston, for the point after attempt as he tries to make it 28-0. And indeed, he does. 28-0 here with 5:10 to play in the second half of action. The visiting Warriors lead over the Sekman Jaguars. We have more coming back. We'll have more when we come back here on 1400 KJFF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
The Fox Warriors lead it after Tony Pasoni's third short yard touchdown run from within 2 yards tonight over the Sekman Jaguars here at Sekman High School. 5:10 to play here in the third quarter of action as the Warriors get set to kick off. Corey Barnes will kick it off from left to right at the center cut 40-yard line.
Yeah, great 69-yard drive there by the Fox Warriors, making their way downfield and getting into the end zone to really open up this game. Great run, as we said, by Tony Pasoni. Great catch on fourth down by Tony Pasoni. This kid's really done it all for the Warriors tonight.
Short kick. This goes to about the 30, and it's down right at the 29-yard line for the Jaguars, and that's where the quarterback, Mr. Seth Lounsbury, will get the opportunity. And it looks like there's a Warrior down at about the 45-yard line, and he's in a little bit of pain trying to figure out who that is. He's on his back at the moment, and we're going to go ahead and step aside here as they attend to the injured player. We'll try to get a number on who that is when we come back here on KJFF.
Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
They're still down on the field as all the players around taking a knee. But, Matt, I know we've talked about this already several times before. And for those of you just joining us, Jaguars lead 28-0 here with 5:09 to play in action. But, Matt, the time is now. You're really running out of time to get anything going. The Warriors' offense really has not been slowed down in their last several possessions. If you're the Jaguars, you got to put something together here.
Yeah, if you're the Sekman Jaguars, you have to come out of this timeout here while this player is down for the Warriors, and you got to come out and you've got to be quick with the ball. You need to get some runs off and really hopefully just take care of that ball when passing, because you've seen multiple turnovers from them so far tonight. Looks like the player is getting ready to get up here as he seems to be in quite a bit of pain. That's number 45 for the Fox Warriors. He's now up and walking off under his own power.
So sophomore Caden Hastings looks like he is all right as he marches off to the far side of the field towards the packed Fox Warriors sideline and stands of action. So the Jaguars, they will start. Seth Lounsbury will get things going at his own 29-yard line on the near hash. The Warriors defense comes out 28-0. 5:09 to play. You take a look at some of the district standings, and if the and Fox kind of looks like, even with the loss, they should capture that fourth spot. Northwest, the team behind them, they beat Northwest handedly earlier. Team ahead of them, Lafayette, Eureka, and Kirkwood. Lafayette defeated Fox, and now the Warriors are going to call a timeout on the field. So we'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have the Sekman Jaguars drive here. It's 28-0, Warriors with 5:09 to play here on KJFF.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on 1400 at KJFF, where the Fox Warriors lead it over the Sekman and Jaguars. 28-0 with 5:09 to play in the third quarter. There's Lounsbury. He's now going to take an option. Pitches it to the right. Gobbled up. A great jumping catch that time by Cam Fusco. And Lounsbury is hammered. He is hurt down on the ground as he was clobbered by the Fox Warriors on that option play. It's a gain of about nothing as Fusco is able to get back to the line of scrimmage. And this has not been a good last couple of minutes for either team, as both players on each side have been hurt and down, as Lounsbury looks to be in some pain.
Yeah, and you've got Lounsbury down right in the middle of the field there, right around the 28-yard line. And then you've also got Cameron Fusco, who kind of hobbled off to the sideline. He's now kneeling on the sideline. Looks like he's holding on to his rib cage as well. So they both took a pretty big pop on the play on that little bit of an option. As soon as Lounsbury got rid of it, then all of a sudden Fusco was in the line of fire as well. So
both players got lit up there pretty hard, and Lounsbury real hurt. And it looks like there's going to be a quarterback change, I would imagine, there, as Seth Lounsbury is still getting attended to by the training staff as well. So we'll probably see a change here. And I said one more time last time, but this time we'll hope I mean it. One more time, as we'll take a timeout, 30-second break here on 1400 KJFF.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Welcome back here on 1400 KJFF. Seth Lounsbury limping off, being attended to, clearly in some pain. Throws his helmet on as he looks like he's limping off of the sling. It looks like we will certainly have a quarterback change, and it's a quarterback that's going to get his first action. That's sophomore Blake Fritz, 6 foot, 170 pounds, wears number 11 and wears those long black sleeves. And this will be his first action under as quarterback this season. So for the Jaguars, we talk about how they needed to get something going offensively, and now to have a quarterback that hasn't had any experience, it only gets tougher.
Yeah, it only gets tougher from here, and that is not what you like to see if you were anybody on the sidelines here, as Seth Lounsbury, when he got up, was stumbling around and didn't seem like he could really even keep his balance when he got up.
So now there's Fritz, and there's the snap bobbled up into the air. Fritz just going to hold on to it as he is clobbered into the backfield for a big-time loss of about 7 yards. Going to bring up now a third and 18, but a nice job by Fritz to just dive onto the football.
Yeah, high snap there. That was not on the quarterback. That was definitely a mistake there by the center as that ball came up high. He had to jump to even get to that one. So good job there by him just to make sure and hang on to that ball as he was getting hit.
Travis Brown is the center, a senior, one of the captains of this ball club. So Fritz now, once again, will go in the gun. He's got a receiver out to his left, a receiver to his right. Takes the snap. Going to give up the middle, and there's the run. This time a gain across the 25 out to about the 29-yard line as he gets back to the initial line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up a fourth and 10. You have to imagine you might be kicking here. But you lost your punter as well because Seth Lounsbury would also kick and do the punting, so it'll be interesting to see who comes out and does the duties here.
Looks like they're sending out number 80 on their team. That's Bryce Penrod. As looks like he's going to come out and do the kicking for them. 6'4", plays a little bit of wide receiver and defensive back as well for the team.
And there is the kick. And it's blocked by the Fox Warriors, recovered by the Jaguars right at the line of scrimmage. And that's where Fox will take over on downs at the Jaguar 30-yard line. And they lead it 28-0 with 3:20 to play. And that disastrous drive finally comes to an end for the Jaguars.
Yeah, and once again, you know, we see a lot of punt blocking. We saw quite a bit last week at our game between Festus and Borgia. There was quite a bit of punt blocking, quite a bit of confusion on punt blocks and all sorts of stuff, but no confusion by this officiating crew tonight.
Yeah,
it's Fox Warrior ball.
Yeah, Fox Warrior ball this time around. We mentioned Blake Fritz. He does have a little bit of experience. The third quarterback on this team, 5 of 14, 58 yards and a touchdown this year. The other quarterback, Mike Beattie, has a concussion and is out. Pisoni is in the gun. He's going to hand off to Bobby Niebert on the first down play from the 30-yard line, and he's going to rumble down all the way to the 22. That's going to bring up second and 2 on an 8-yard gain.
So. Yeah, definitely not a good drive for the Sekman Jaguars on that last one. Ended up getting 0 yards on the entire drive. Not what you want to do here. And if you're the Jaguar defense with that struggling offense and injured offense now, you just got to do the best you can to come up with some big stops here to keep your team in the game.
Pisoni this time lines up in the gun, split in between him, or right to his left, to his right in the backfield. Receiver out right, receiver out left. There's Bobby Niebert. He gets the give. He's going to go up the middle, tripped up forward, but not before he falls across the 20 to the 18, 19-yard line. They'll mark him for a first down. That's a Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate, first down. I'd like to also thank our sponsors, Remax Best Choice Agent Jeannie Bumgardner in Festus, as well as the Dan Glore Foundation in Arnold. So the Warriors now lining up with the new set of downs, a receiver to the left, a receiver to the right. Pisoni going to go from the gun this time, split in the backfield. Bobby Niebert, one of those running backs, right to his left. Pisoni, snap back to Pisoni. There's the give to Niebert, and he is gobbled up in the backfield as Pisoni fell down on the play. Looks like he is all right, though, as he hops up and he is fine, as is Niebert, but a gain of nothing on the play. It's going to bring up second and 10 from the 19-yard line of the Jaguars with 1:48 to play and counting now in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's a great job there by the Jaguar defense. And as you mentioned there, Pisoni went down and immediately one of the big defensive ends for Sekman. We talk about it being a big rivalry, but these guys are also some great sportsmen as well. I mean, number 75 was right there to pick him right up. That was Dylan Clark for Sekman. Helped him up, gave each other a hug, and back onto the field they go. So,
really like to see that stuff in this game, especially with some of the personal foul penalties we've seen. Snap back to Pisoni. It's going to be a triple option. He takes it himself, splits up the middle, gets across the 15, down to the 14-yard line, a gain of about 5-6 yards on the play. Going to bring up a third in about 4 or 5 coming up. We'll see where the official mark is. So third and 4 is what it will be after the gain of 6 yards on the play for Pisoni. It doesn't have a lot of yards rushing, just 32 or so yards, but does have 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the Warrior offense so far this year, averaging about 267 to 268 rushing yards per game and only about 78 passing. We've seen quite a bit more passing than usual and also a little bit less on the rushing side than usual.
So Pisoni takes the snap, hands it off to Niebert, and he goes forward for a couple of yards, not quite a first down, and that will bring up a third and short, or a fourth and short.
Looks like it's going to be fourth and one from the 10-yard line here.
So fourth and one from the 10-yard line. Pisoni gets the play from Coach Tinker. 11 seconds, 10. Wouldn't be surprised if they count this down in the third quarter. We'll see, though, as they do look like they're going with a sense of urgency. They're down, clock ticking with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they're going to watch this one go to the end of the third quarter, and that's what will happen. So 28 to nothing, the Fox Warriors lead it over the Sekman Jaguars here at Sekman High School. We'll be back with the final quarter of action here on 1400 KJFF.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040, or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Break your screen? Did your charge port go out? Missing important phone calls because your phone is broke? Come see the Screen Spot in Festus for all your electronic repair needs. They have years of experience and certified cell phone repair technicians on hand. Stop in today or visit thescreenspot.com and get a quote for your repair. The Screen Spot in Festus, located on Main Street behind the DMV. Visit in-store or thescreenspot.com.
Welcome back at 1400 KGFF. Going to be a fourth and one. Will Chester alongside Matt Baer. The Warriors lead it 28 to nothing over the Jaguars.
Yeah, and great game here. And even got some bigger names watching the game tonight. Brock Wingbermuley, now the wrestler at the University of Oklahoma. He's in attendance checking out the game. I saw him down on the sideline watching the Fox Warriors play those Sekman Jaguars. So pretty good stuff to see some of the former students coming back and supporting their teams.
Pisoni takes the snap on the fourth down play, gives it up the middle, and it's a gain of roughly a couple of yards, and that's going to be good enough for a first down for the Fox Warriors down to about the 7-yard line. That's going to be a first and goal on the play. Looked like Schaefer, the ball carrier on that one. But, yeah, always very cool to see some popular alumni come back as well and check out the game.
Yeah, pretty talented athlete there is Brock Wingbermuley, and big man and very, very good wrestler for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oklahoma, big-time school in the Big 12. So Pisoni's going to go under center, first and goal from the 7-yard line. 28-0 Warriors lead it. Split backs, two tight end, double tight end set. There's the get. Bobby Niebert up the middle. Bulldozers over a man, but he can't quite get in. Down to about the half-yard line goes Niebert, and that will bring up a second and goal from about the 1.5-yard line as Niebert almost rumbled his way in there.
What a run there by Niebert. As multiple times here we've seen throughout this game, he gets all the way down to that half-yard line. Then all of a sudden, it's Pisoni that ends up running it into the end zone. We'll see what happens here on this second inches.
Let's see if they reward the big fella with his second touchdown of the night. He is to the left of Pisoni, behind him in the backfield. He's under center. Pisoni takes the snap. He's going to go right up the middle. Tony Pisoni, count him up. That's number 4 on the night, and the Warriors lead it 34 to nothing over the Jaguars.
What a great run by Tony Pisoni. As we've talked about all night long, they get on the goal line there, and he is their man. He goes right up the middle and piles his way into the end zone. Another great play here on the night by Pisoni.
18 rushing touchdowns on the year now for Pisoni. He's rushed for roughly about 35 yards. He's only about 10 to 15 yards short, of course, on official stats. And into those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, of getting to the 1,000-yard mark on the season, though. So Pisoni having a great year. Back to kick for the extra point. Nate Johnston. Pisoni doing the holding. Snap, hold, kick, Pure right down the middle and good. 35-0, 10:46 to play in the fourth quarter of action here on 1400 KJFF. We'll be back with more when we come back.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
The Fox Warriors lead it over the Sacramento Jaguars. They are 10:46 away from clinching their first Suburban West Conference championship title, as well as pitching their first shutout of the 2016 season against their rival, the Sacramento Jaguars.
Yeah, this is a great game for the Fox Warriors. There's got to be quite a bit of excitement on their sidelines, in the stands over there with their fans on the far side of the field, as they are under a full quarter away from having the first ever conference championship for the Suburban West. So pretty big stuff here. Pretty excited, I'm sure, are the Fox Warriors.
Corey Barnes kicks this one, fielded at about the 35-yard line on the left side, and he stumbles his way forward down to about the 48-yard line for about a 13-yard return for the Sacramento Jaguars, and that's where they will start here on that far hash.
Yeah, good job there on the return. It looked like he was only going to get a couple of yards, and he stumbled his way for a good extra 10 yards there, just kind of stumbling his way along.
Darius Jones once again doing the returning. They moved him up front, try to get him the ball. Rushes forward for 13 yards. So now Blake Fritz will come out. We mentioned Fritz has thrown it a little bit. 5 of 14, 58 yards, a touchdown, no picks. Seth Lounsbury still sitting on that bench right now being attended to by the trainer. So Fritz is in the gun. He's got two out right, man in motion, and goes left to right. There's the give. Now Fritz keeps it himself, goes up the middle, tackled at about midfield. Yeah, mark him just short at about the 49-yard line. Again, a two for Blake Fritz.
Yeah, good run there by Fritz. And as we've seen, they're getting 2 or 3 yards on those first down plays almost every time, are the Sacramento Jaguars. And, you know, they just seem to not be able to turn it into anything the deeper they get into those down and distances. Looks like number four coming into the game here might get a little bit of offensive time here for the Sacramento Jaguars.
There he goes. He's made men miss in the returns as Darius Jones. So Fritz lines up. Man in motion, there is Jones. It's a fake to him. Now Fritz is going to throw it. He's going to throw it deep down the right sideline. Miscommunication. He had a man wide open, but not expecting the football on that play. Going down that right sideline was Bryce Penrod, as he had no idea where that football was. Not a bad throw, but that was an easy six. Had Penrod been expecting it, but he just couldn't find the football.
You cannot have these kind of mistakes if you are the Sacramento Jaguars, as of course, new quarterback in the game here, hasn't played yet this year at the quarterback position. He has a great fake, a great throw to a wide open receiver, and the receiver's looking towards the sidelines instead of looking back for the ball, and it would have been an easy six there. There was nobody within 15 yards of that receiver.
A big missed opportunity for Segman. Receiver out left, receiver out right. Fritz takes the snap. He throws it over the middle. This time, Penrod hits it right in the hands at the chest at the 37-yard line. Incomplete. Can't hold on. Drops the football. And that will mark the fourth down, or that is the third down play. That will take it to fourth down. That'll bring up a fourth and eight, and they will have to punt the football. As Penrod, a couple of missed opportunities there.
Yeah, Penrod there, it hit him right in the hands, and he definitely tried to turn up field. He tried to make that little bit of a pivot with his body right as the ball got to him. And because he did that, he was already looking up field, and the ball just fell right to the ground.
Entered the game with two catches at 25 yards. Snap, punt, high end-over-end kick. And there's a flag. It looks like there's hit the punter late as the returner is tackled at the 20-yard line. But that looks like it's going to be a flag on the Fox Warriors. We'll see if it's running or roughing. We'll find out. The kicker. Penrod was doing the punting. It's going to move it forward in a first down for the Sacramento Jaguars. So that's a big break for the Sacramento.
That is a huge break for the Sacramento Jaguars, as we've talked about opportunities, missed opportunities in this game. If you want to get on the board in this game, just show your opponents that you're not done here. This is the time to do it. Get out there and take advantage of this brand new first down.
So the personal foul, roughing the kicker, gives Sekhmet a new life, as you mentioned, for an opportunity here to get some points on the board for the first time tonight. You're down 35-0, 7:36 to play. Not very likely you can make this comeback, but one thing you can do is get a little momentum on your side, know that your offense can do something, get things going, and then head into districts with that positive momentum.
Exactly, and at this point in the season, that's what you want to see, is you want to see some guys getting some experience, getting in there, getting some reps.
Fritz is in the gun. He hands it off left to right. He's going to get the right edge. Goes across to about the 32-yard line. Where he's tripped up. Ball carrier on the play. Jordan Lachete all over it. Fox Warriors. Looks like number 34 with the tackle there for the Fox Warriors, coming over the edge and making the stop that time. That's Skylar Fatis, the junior. Garrett Tobias also looks like he's there as the sophomore. So a big-time play there. But Nathan Rodine, one of the linebackers, been a terrific job out there for him. He's a first-year starter, put on a lot of weight in the offseason, really dedicated himself to working out. Kyle Dardine, a Fox, battling through a knee injury right now, something that's been real painful for him, but he's stuck it out and been a key component for this Fox team. Fritz under center, goes left to right, fakes the handoff. Now he's going to throw it right over the middle, not looking for it, and it is intercepted at about the 15-yard line. A late flag on the play in the backfield, though. That might be a late hit. Looks like making the interception that time for the Fox Warriors over the middle, but personal foul on the play.
And it's on the Jaguars, actually. Looks like number 75 for the Jaguars. That's Dylan Clark there. Looks like he got the personal foul. Penalty is declined as well. That's going to be Warrior football.
Looked like that might have been Alex Bruns that came up with the interception. The sophomore, number 14. He may have came up with it. That's the fourth interception on the night now for the Sekhmet Jaguars. So, Fox, they're going to start now at their own 16-yard line. Ball on the near hash. They lead it 35-0, 6:31 to play here in the fourth quarter of action. Gotta imagine we'll get a heavy dose of running. A couple of subs in the game as well. Number 23, a wide receiver. That's Braden Doherty out there. Under center, there's the snap. New quarterback, option pitch to the right side. Room to run across the 20, down to about the 23-yard line. Looks like Zach Bloomer, number 33, is in the ball game. He gets his first carry. Bloomer, 3 attempts for 4 yards on the season, so he gets a chance to get some action.
Yeah, and that's what you want if you're the Fox Warriors. We've talked about getting experience on the Sekhmet Jaguar side. It's the same for the Warriors. Try to keep those players who are healthy, try to keep them maybe on the sideline, give them that rest heading into some playoffs here coming up. Don't want to risk them getting injured.
Under center, there's the play. Option, flip to the left side, across to the 20s, makes a man miss, now into the 30-yard line, to the 31, good enough for a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Nice run there from the young man going, Zach Bloomer. 52, Travis Brown comes up with the tackle, the senior, one of the captains of this ball club. New quarterback on the field as well. That's Gavin McGinnis for the Fox Warriors. So Gavin McGinnis getting his work of action. He usually runs the football, 7 attempts for 20 yards in a score. But he also comes in, plays a little bit of quarterback as well. Official timeout as it's 1st and 10 from their Warrior 31-yard line. Split backs in the backfield. A couple of receivers outright. We'll try to get some more of the numbers that have come into this ball game across the line. But McGinnis under center. He's got the split backs behind him. And the tight end definitely moved early on that play. Looks like that was Aaron Hendricks, who's checked in a game, the senior. Some new offensive linemen out there as well. Looks like coming through, playing left tackle. Looks like Dylan Landholtz, your left guard, new coming in to this ball game as well. That is Hodzik, and then Johnson is on the line. That's Randall Johnson, that is. Deering is your new right guard. That's Austin Deering, and your right tackle, JT Foran. I've all checked in the game to play on the line. McGinnis is under center. There's the give. Goes up the middle. He's got a hole. Lots of room to run across the 35 down to the 39-yard line. A gain of about 13 yards on the play. Once again, running the football, Bloomer. And that's going to bring up a little bit better of a play after the penalty. So it'll be after the second and 15, after the false start. Now it's about second and 2 on the 13-yard run by Bloomer.
Yeah, good run there. And getting some experience for these younger guys for the Fox Warriors. And, you know, right now it might not seem like it's all too important going into playoffs. But for the years to come, this will definitely help out those young players.
Another official blown dead. Looks like a timeout. Kid Thomas also running back, but it looks like Coach Tinker wants to talk this one over. 4:04 to play in this ball game, and the Warriors lead it over the Sekhmet Jaguars 34-0 in this rivalry ball game. 35-0, beg your pardon, so far. We're going to go ahead and thank a few of our sponsors here. The Secret Spot in, or the Screen Spot in Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City, and Advanced Craftsmanship in Festus in McFarland Travel. In Festus as well, and also Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. We're going to take a look at some of the scores going on in the listening areas as well as the teams getting set to come out in the Web TV game. St. Vincent leads Jefferson 28-18 in the third quarter of action going on in that game. Charleston leads Herculaneum 12-8. Valley Catholic up 48-0 on St. Pius. DeSoto has taken the lead over Potosi 24-20. So McGinnis back on the field. He's got a receiver out right, receiver out left, split backfield, second and 2. Give is going to be kept by McGinnis. He tosses it on the option. There goes Bloomer. He makes a man miss, tries to get forward to about the 42. Does he get the first down? Going to be close.
There's a flag down on the play as well there over there. Looks like when they were trying to bring him down on the tackle, they might have gotten a face mask.
Personal foul. And indeed, Matt, you are right. Face mask. Oh. Doesn't matter if he was fighting for that first down. He'll be granted one anyways on the penalty. That's going to bring them forward 15 more yards on the personal foul play. They'll go from the 41 down to the 44-yard line of the Jaguars on the far hash. 3:35 to play in this one, 35-0. Some other scores. Poplar Bluff defeated Festus 42-13. MICDS is over up on Hillsboro 24-14 on their senior night. Windsor in a big-time offensive battle of 46-44 in the third quarter. That Hillsboro game is in the third quarter. Eureka up 49-6 on Northwest. McGinnis under center. He's going to give the give up the middle. Now he keeps it himself on the option, the fake, and McGinnis gets across the 40 down to about the 38-yard line, a gain of about 6 yards on the play for McGinnis.
Yeah, another good run there, and you can tell the Sekhmet Jaguars are definitely still giving it their all out there. They're down 35-0, but their players are still playing hard, and that's always good to see that they are not giving up too easy. And that's something as well that I think Coach Baker really instills in his players is to never let up in these games, no matter what the score may be.
McGinnis now under center. Takes the snap. There's the give up the middle. This time it's to the running back. Or no, it's a fake to the running back. Fooled the heck out of me. That time the quarterback McGinnis kept it and knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed with McGinnis so far since he has come in, he is great at the read option plays and those handoffs, deciding whether or not to give it to the running back or to keep it for himself. Very deceptive with the way he slides it out of there at that last second from the chest there of those running backs. Very impressive.
Very solid for the young man. I think our Unico Bank play of the game will be the pass from Pasoni, 44 yards down the left sideline to Chase Waters. Unico Bank cares about you like family for a car, home, or a commercial loan. It's Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. 2 minutes to play, 20 seconds on the play clock and clowning, and it looks like they're going to use all of this up. Third down and 5 from the 39-yard line of Sekhmet. McGinnis now with 10 seconds on the clock, 8 seconds, and now he's going to hand it off up the middle to Bloomer. And he is gobbled up at the line for a gain of nothing. Nice job by the Sekhmet Jaguar defensive front. As we're at about a minute 38 now in counting. 25 seconds on that play clock. So Sekhmet will get the ball back. It's 4th and 5. Interesting to see if Fox doesn't just go for it here. Try to pick up that first down and take a knee and end the clock. That's indeed what they're going to try to do. McGinnis, 4th down play coming up. Play clock now counting. 1:18 to play in the game, 35-0. McGinnis has got a receiver out to his right. Split backs behind him. He's under center. He takes the snap. There's the give. Goes up the middle. Room to run. Does he get it? It's going to be close. They're going to mark him just short. The ball carrier on the play that time was Kate Thomas. He goes up the middle, gets just short, down about the 35-yard line, about a yard short. So Sekman will get the ball back on the turnover on downs, 58 seconds. Clock is still ticking, though, in this game because they are up by 35 points. So that clock will continue to tick. So the Fox Warriors, with the win, they are going to get the 4 spot in districts, which means they will get a chance to host a home game. And that's either going to be between Northwest and Lindbergh. Northwest Lindbergh separated by a couple of points. Be interesting to see how that works. Fox has defeated Northwest already earlier this year, so it'll be interesting to see who they get. But the important part for Fox is they get that home game. Sekman, as the 8 seed, they will probably have to play either Kirkwood or Eureka at the moment. Eureka hammered Northwest, so depending on how the calculations mark up, they will have to go on the road. Fritz takes the snap now with 11 seconds. He's going to go back to pass. Going to throw it deep. He's got room. Tries to get his man, but it's intercepted over the middle by the Fox Warriors. Cole Elwood gets the interception at the 41-yard line, and that will end the ball game. The Fox Warriors come out victorious in this one. They go to 6-3 and seem likely to host a district game coming next week. In week 10 of the football season, Sekman falls to 0-9 on the year, and Fox victory over the rival Sekman Jaguars once again. Special thanks to everybody back at the studio helping us out. Wouldn't be possible without you guys, Ryan Reinheimer, as well as Craig Hill. And for my partner, Matt Baer, I'm Will Cheshire. Be sure to tune in after this game as well. We will join a game in progress. And then after that, we have the Home Pools and Spa End Zone Show. Don't be sure to miss that. Catch up on all the area action as well, including hearing from both coaches here, Coach Brent Tinker and Coach Doug Baker. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week for the first round of district playoff action.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs.